Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Back it again, I will never stop. I stay switching up my sound like this. I get unorthodox, but stay true to the game. Faithful to it like it's orthodox. I'm Christian while you listen. I be pissing haters off a lot like urinals. At your funeral, I picked you out a lot. That's godforsaken in the earthquake. I left an aftershock. Major mommy tsunami. Hope you know she's on my job. Cause I get athletic with it. My etiquette be off the chart. Been hot since awesome too. Marley Mar, Red Alert, and Chuck Chill Out. Ever since Uncle Rob put me on video music box. Killing shows at Latin Quarter. The Red Parrot and Rooftop, known for doing the jeans, having all the girlies locked. 25 years in the game, and it's still in a nigga heart. While you standing on the corner staring, I'm just calling you block watch. Tenant patrol, what I'm building like penthouse. I stay on top, above the ground, and out of jail. You know I'm thinking out the box. I got more 60s than the Army, Navy, and Marines. My mental capacity's like an unlimited magazine. To light you up and lead the way like lanterns filled with kerosene. Call your girls to jump on me, you start flipping like trampoline. Your lady be my gift to gavel, gas her up like gasoline. Plus you kinda regular, with me you dealing with Supreme. Being coming from the old school, so I'm OGing. Off on you, pause, off on her, I'm just skeeting. I ain't messing around, if she sees she ovulating. She calls me baby daddy, but we don't have no children. Shit, I strike it down her lane, knock it down both lanes. Slide off with a cold, I guess, you can call that ice skating. Nah, ma, you can't lock me down, I'm just speed dating. And if that hotel, my service will get 5-star rating. I Obama your mama, cause she said it's time for change. Casanova, player, president, no need for debating.
Good evening, Dawes and English. I'm your host, Rooney. Welcome back to an episode of. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. We had Andre Lina with the GQ General Question. We played some of the hottest artists that featured on the GQ Palace radio show. We also played that exclusive track that nobody heard by Sicko, The Bronx Is Back, featuring French Montana and OMP. After that, we had DJ Spice Nice in the building, letting us know what's going down with him in the days at Cedar Park where hip-hop begun. He was letting us know the whole breakdown of what was going down. He was also letting us know how he got started DJing and what got him into the music. You understand? Now, to hear last weekend's show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Tonight, we have another amazing show for y'all. We have Viola Brown back to discuss another GQ General Question. Then we have up-and-coming artist Joe Johnson in the building from Hip Hop New Movement, in the building, right? After that, we have My Swagger Is Crazy coming on. And if you don't know about Swagger, you better ask somebody, because he's doing big things in the promotional field. And now he's doing it in the music division. After My Swagger Is Crazy, we have our special guest appearance in the building, the one and the only Papa Wu, father of the Wu-Tang Clan. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Viola Brown and her GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
That Yeezy, Carrie, I'm gonna need y'all to put your hands up right now.
My name is Carrie, I'm so very fly, oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking at my dairy. And you can stay, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a switcher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you. I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you won't, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name, I'm so very fly, oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry, looking at my dairy. And you could say, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture, sweeter than a switcher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with ya. I could talk about it cause I know that I'm pretty. And if you know it too, then baby, sing it with me.
All eyes on me when I walk in. Don't question that this girl's a 10. Don't hate me cause I'm beautiful. Don't hate me cause I'm beautiful. My walk, my talk, the way I trip. It's not my fault, so please don't trip. Don't hate me cause I'm beautiful. Don't hate me cause I'm beautiful.
For the then they love that. But all the bad model girls, they love to date. You need to check my swag and get up to date. Check, check, check my swag and get up to date. Cause when we cut, I'm razor blader. I'm so laser, I'm so major, I'm so flavor, I'm so flavor. Baby, I should have a clock on. Why you get your pretty girl rock on? For all my girls from Atlanta out to Stockholm. And they looking like, what the hell you got home? What you mean, baby girl? I got homes, different cribs. And I'm feeling fly, fly like a G6 fly. My swag hit on ladies unknowingly. Pleased to meet you, it's a pleasure knowing me. Back when I was poor, I used to pull on with my poetry. Check that yes or no for me, I guarantee she go with me. But the only thing I need to know right now is what a pretty girl like you doing in this part of town. With a city girl swag and a country girl sound. I mean, you demoralize me with your style.
Together, don't hate.
Never do it.
Jealousy's the ugliest trait.
Don't ever do it.
I could talk about it.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Viola Brown. Viola, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, Viola, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I'm glad you could take this time out to join us once again. Your last topic was hot also.
Yes.
Would you care to tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
Yeah, well, my name is Viola Brown. I reside in Harlem. Right now, I'm just, you know, trying to do my own thing. And basically tonight, what I want to do, I want to talk about this brother, this little young man that was gunned down by George Zimmerman. We're talking about Trayvon Martin.
Oh, okay, okay. And you know what? I'm not even going to ask what made you decide to get in that topic, because a lot of us already know about that topic and the phone lines is lit up. But before we bring a caller in, what's your statement about it?
It's senseless. It was a senseless killing, and it shows us that shit has not changed yet as far as us being in nice neighborhoods and, you know, just because of the color of our skin, we get shot down for no reason because, oh, because we're suspicious looking because we're black. You know, we don't fit what they would consider normal or whatever, you know, and it's just not right. Because, you know, this young man, he was going visiting or whatever he was doing, it was his business. He was not bothering anyone. He wasn't trying to rob nobody. And for this man to chase him down after police asked him not to, chase him down and then gun him down,
was ridiculous. Because if I'm not mistaken, I believe he was visiting his father and her fiancé.
Yeah.
And he had went to the store and got a pack of Skittles. But what I want to do right now, I want to start bringing in some callers because this is a very serious topic. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hi, I'm good. I just want to call in to just express my sorrow over this young boy, Trayvon. I have great grandkids that's almost as old as them, 14 and 15 years old. And when they shoot him, why do they have to kill him? You have other parts of your body besides the torso and the head.
I really think Zimmerman, that was his intentions. I'm sorry. Because, first of all, the young man, he's walking from the store, and he's on the phone with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling his girlfriend, somebody is following me.
You see?
You understand?
So it's all senseless.
Yes,
you
it
know?
Is.
So they need to change some laws or change the training that they're giving these people. But this was just a security or something out here, the neighborhood watch. First of all, he ain't had no business with a gun in the first place.
And that's
exactly.
The thing.
But see,
and he was a neighborhood watch.
They do that. Yeah,
I think he had intentions on the get-go. From the get-go, I think he had intentions on it.
He got a gun from somewhere, and he wanted to use it. And he happened to see Trayvon, and that's who he used it
see,
on.
The crazy thing, that the law out there is crazy. It's crazy.
That's
that,
what I'm saying, the
you
law.
Know, you
the law
that if you're in danger,
changed.
That you can shoot to kill, right? And with his, that man wasn't in danger with that little kid. And
no, he
thing
wasn't.
Is that they trying to let him get away with it. But for what I'm hearing
they
now,
they haven't even arrested him yet.
No,
but
this,
everybody
this,
is
this
on
is
the case.
All the way
so.
To this has touched the White House.
Yes,
the
this
situation has touched
it.
The White House, and it has touched Barack himself. Barack himself is having some
investigation. I heard him. I saw it.
And
he said he could have been his son.
Tonight, you remember how they used to string us up? And I'm nonviolent.
Yes.
But they're going to think they didn't string that man up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that don't make sense. But what kind of brothers are? I see he's lucky that they don't have the brothers that I grew up with out there. They would have caught him and killed him for killing that little boy. That little boy lost his life.
And that really don't make no sense. And we have another call on the line.
They got protests everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
So something's going to happen with this here. He's not going to get away.
They got you. We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller
in. Okay, dear. All right.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is,
hello,
this is
caller, are you there? Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you on the line with Viola. You heard her topic, right? About
yes.
Trayvon Martin. What's your statement on it?
Well, I'm very angry, man. Like, I just can't understand how this man can actually kill a young child, right, who was just walking home from the store. He had a hoodie on and some Skittles, and he has the nerve to say that it's self-defense. Now, to my knowledge, self-defense is when somebody's attacking you or trying to harm you. This man, this young child, was walking home, and you know what making me so bad? There's a lot of factors in this stuff right here. He called 911. He told 911 what was going on, and they told him specifically, do not follow this man. Leave him alone. And
yes,
he said, okay. But he still pursued this man. Not once did he say, I'm in pursuit of a young man, or he robbed somebody, or he has a weapon in his hand.
You are exactly right.
Like that. And then he also had the nerve to say, to talk about, oh, I'm not really racist because I'm Hispanic and, you know, I have black people in my family. They're like, what is your reason for killing this guy who's unarmed, a young child? I don't get it. And then the police chief, what's going on? And they're not racist? You kidding me? For real? I don't believe this. He needs to be prosecuted and sentenced to life without parole, bottom line.
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? It was easy for him to go out there and take someone's life, a child's life at that, because of the color. He wasn't looking at him being suspicious. He's looking at the color of his skin. Oh, because he's black. So he suspicious? Come on now. How many times
suspicious.
Has that happened to any of us?
You know, this stereotype of, oh, you know what? He have a hoodie on. I mean, hello? I mean, you know what? If I could ask this
have
you ever worn a hoodie in your life? If you were to wear a hoodie right now, can I say, well, you know what? Can I shoot you? I mean, like, can I beat you up? And you're going to ask me why. I'm going to say to you, because you have on a hoodie. He probably would say, oh, because I have on a hoodie. It's just a piece of clothing. My man, like, for real.
And it's sad because his father had to see him like that. Laid out like that. He going to visit his family, and your family got to see you laid out like that, and it's not fair, you know. And it's wrong because, you know what, nothing has changed, y'all. Nothing has changed. I don't give a damn what they say. And, you know, I always thought, because you remember when 9/11 happened?
Yeah.
I thought that thing, people, because that day people didn't look at each other's colors of each other's skin. All they did was help each other. And,
exactly.
You know, and it made me feel good because I'm born in the 60s and I've seen a lot of racism. And I know what it's like to be singled out and all of that. I know what it's like. I see my brothers. Even today I see these people. Nothing has changed. Nothing. Until people change themselves, ain't nothing going to ever change. And I don't give a damn because you black, you wear your pants down. I told these little young boys out here, stop wearing your pants down low. But so what? What's that got to do with the character of that person? You know?
You're right.
He wasn't
out
there. He was up a little boy. He wasn't even armed. What is armed with Skittles? Skittles, now, Skittles is a dangerous weapon, y'all.
Really?
It must be. First it was, Abdul, what's his name, with the wallet. And now you got him with the Skittles. It was Sean Brown.
Oh yeah.
You know, we just getting slaughtered. We slaughtered everywhere.
Sean
we have
Bell.
Another caller on the line. We're gonna bring that caller in. Sean Bell, yes, Sean Bell.
Right, Sean Bell.
I'm sorry. We're gonna bring that caller in right now. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. Hey,
hello.
How you doing? Good evening, everyone.
I'm pretty
first
sure you know
all,
about the topic that's going on.
Yes, yes. First and foremost, my deepest to the family.
Yeah.
And I just wanna say I have a son. Practically his age, you know.
Me
so
too.
I know how that feel, you know. And it's like it saddens me. It's like you said, nothing has changed, you know. Because I have a son that age, and it really scares me now. You know, it's like wow, my son goes out here every day, and I have to always wonder if someone's gonna call me that he done got killed for something senseless, you know. So that's really
that's
the
biggest fear.
Yes, and we really, things really do need to be changed among our people. Things really do.
Exactly, because we can't even walk down the street.
And it's just ridiculous when it comes to our young men. And if the abuse has to stop, it does. It has to stop.
It does.
And people have to stop walking over us. You know, they always talk about we are animals and we act crazy. Maybe if we show them a different side of us.
But you can't, because
all of us
we show
together,
the different
wait
side.
A minute.
Trayvon was walking down the street.
We don't stick together, you see.
We got
when
a lot of
happen,
you know,
like
black
this,
people have come up.
When
there's
things
a lot
like this
of us
happen,
that are
we
have corporate. We have a lot of things going on with us. A lot of good things going on. It's just a little handful of us that don't want to do right. You understand? They don't want to
mm-hmm.
do right because they so stuck in the past. We can't
mm-hmm.
get past it.
You
know,
just like it was said,
forward.
Like to go out to our brothers and our sisters. To make a change, a lot of us need to vote.
Yes.
A lot of us need to start voting because if you're not known, they won't know you.
See, because it's a bad thing. It's damn if you do, damn if you don't. You understand?
Yeah.
On the behalf of us. Because this young man wasn't doing nothing. He wasn't bothering
mm-hmm.
nobody. You understand? He's walking back to his family's house and talking on the phone with his girlfriend. And then they got a 911 call with somebody saying help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You understand? The lady called and she said somebody out there is saying help, and then she heard a gunshot.
Oh, my God.
And
the cops didn't even want to
you
take
know
her
it make, you, know it, you know what it does? It makes you crazy. It makes you crazy because it makes you, you know, even if you're a nonviolent person, it makes you want to go out there all the way to freaking Florida and get in the plane and go to Florida or a car, whatever, and go and approach this man and then take his life. Because he took a child's life for no reason. That kid has as much right to live as anybody. He hasn't even lived yet. He's been in our world for 15 years.
But you know what, y'all? That's not the first time that was done out there. From what I heard, it's like the third child that was murdered out there. The third one, nothing was done.
He was 17 years old.
17.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he was 17.
17 years old.
That's crazy, man.
And that make you think, you know, even though you have teenagers, is it safe for them to go outside and stay outside? It's not even safe to sit on the porch.
Nowhere, man. I don't know what's going on.
It's crazy because you will want the world to be different because you will want your children to be able to go outside and sit and play. And, you know, you will want that. But it's safe for them white kids to go out there and play and be themselves and do this and do that. And it's okay for them to disrespect their parents, too. They the worst.
And you know, but not to sound racist, but that's the way it's always been.
Kill everybody. It's okay for them to do that. Right?
Rich, that's not even sounding racist. That's just facts, man. That's just facts. I think as African-American people, we came a very long way. And I don't see why there's any reason why today. I think we earned our rights in this place, in America to live that American dream, so to speak. We earned our rights.
Let's be for real. Let's be for real. We made this country what it is.
Yes, we did. Literally.
Our ancestors' backs. This country was made. These roads, these railroads, everything that you see around you, these buildings, everything, it
light
was made
bulbs.
Because they
mm-hmm.
had us as slaves, and we built this country. And you mean to tell me we come last? We don't come first. We come
we don't
last.
Come first.
Oh, we at the bottom of the pole. You understand?
Who's we the people? Who are we the people? When they made that law, we the people, were we included in that? I mean,
people?
I don't want to go off the subject.
No. That's what I'm saying. We wasn't included on the Declaration of Independence, neither. We wasn't included.
We're not included in a lot of things, you know.
Nah, we're not.
That's why, you know.
That's why we need our own, y'all. We need our own.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We need our own everything. Because, you know, the reason why it's like that with us, because it's like a crab's in the bucket. Everybody that's trying to make it, you're pulling them down. Instead of patting your brother, your sister on the back and saying, you know, good job. I'm proud
mm-hmm.
of you. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm real proud of you that you're doing this. You're making it. I'm proud of you. You know,
right.
You know, you ask a black, you know, this is what killed me. You ask a black person, you out of work, you lost a job, whatever. Ask somebody about a job. They don't want to put you on.
And that's not good. You know, like, you're supposed to look out for each other. Spanish people look out for each other, for each other.
Right.
Right.
White people, you know how they are. Chinese people, every other culture look out for their people. Even the African brothers that come from Africa here, they are knitted. They are tight together. They
much
look
respect
out
to
for
them.
Each other.
Can't talk about them, though. Can't talk about them. They earned their rights. Like,
you
know what
like
Africa
it,
told
then.
Me a long time ago? When I was taking a cab, right? And we were just having a basic conversation. I think we rolled past some corner and we seen a bunch of girls on the corner. He said, I don't understand you people. Why you live in America, you have everything. I come from a different country and already I got it. You guys have everything you need, but you guys don't take the chance to use the opportunity that you have. And that is sad. We have the chance, we have the resources, but some of us choose not to. And Viola, you're right. You're right. It's about networking. I own a business. I become a CEO, whatever. I go back to her, listen, I'm going to put you on, get you a job. Once he get established, I want him to branch off too. And that's how that's supposed to go. Everybody just branch off.
And that's the way it should be, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
We have another call on the line. Go ahead, Viola. Finish your statement first. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what the problem is that if we don't get it together, we are going to be, it is not going to be any of us left. It isn't. And this is what they want. See, these brothers dead. I was just walking down the street here on 125th Street, right, y'all?
Yep.
And I seen a bunch of young boys lined up. Now, I know all of them. But you know what I did? I stood there and I watched the police go in action. These kids wasn't bothering nobody, you see.
What?
I wanted to see if they was doing something, but they wasn't bothering nobody. They was standing there minding their business.
Right.
And the police pulled up on them like they were some criminals, right?
Wow.
And they just walked up to them. So after they finished harassing them, I asked one of the boys, I said, what happened? So he was like saying they was asking us about guns and drugs and all this and that.
Oh,
they're trying
really?
To get this off the street. Okay, I understand they want to get these things off the street. They talking to them. But how come they gave them a damn ticket for disorderly conduct?
Disorderly conduct. Wow.
How come they gave them a ticket for disorderly conduct? What was they doing being disorderly? It's called walking while you black. Huh?
Wow.
Is it because I'm
be.
A black man and I'm out here and no matter he did, they wasn't bothering nobody.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, well, they shouldn't be out there. But then my friend was saying, what you mean by they shouldn't be standing out there? They got the right to stand out there. They live in this neighborhood.
You got the right to stand whatever
you
want.
You know what? You're right. They do live in this neighborhood. They do have the right to stand outside and be outside. You know, and who are the police to keep harassing them? The police who stopped them and harassed them for no reason. And them kids was being respectful. They didn't even talk back to those cops. I stood there and watched them. When they left, I was like, what's that in your hand? Oh, they gave me a ticket. I said, you know what? What did they give you a ticket for? I grabbed a ticket out of the little boy's head because he's my son's friend. And it said, disorderly conduct. And I said it right in front of the cop. I said, you could go right over here to 135th Street right there, and that's where they have internal affairs at, right? And the cop stopped the car. The cop stopped the car. I said, yeah, that's where internal affairs office at. You want me to take you over there? I'll walk you over there to internal affairs.
Oh, he can't.
And the cop looked at me, and he rolled his eyes. I looked and rolled mine back.
Right.
I did give them kids a ticket for disorderly conduct.
All right.
We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring the caller in real fast. I know you get ready to say something. What's that, Slim?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Slim?
All right, we have another caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller on. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Here.
Okay,
how you
have
doing,
Viola
Paul?
Brown on the line.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Of course, I heard the topic. My input is, you know, it's very unfortunate that it's happening this way, and there's so many, I'm going to say young, you know, black men, because you don't hear anything about any black women, rarely ever. You know, there's so many young black men that are getting killed to something that is so, like, senseless. You know, there's no reason behind it. It's the color of your skin, and at this point, it's like, all right, so we can't even tell our kids, okay, well, don't be with this crowd or don't be with that crowd, because it's not about the crowd that you're with at
no,
this point.
It's not.
And I think that as many people that's going to call in tonight, you know, when they have rallies and when they have walks, everybody has to participate, because that's the only way that we're going to have a say. Otherwise, us saying something is essential, you know, because we can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, but until we make sure that our statement itself is being heard, nothing's going to be done. It's still going to be the same thing all over, you know, all over again. And it's sad,
right.
You know, it's very unfortunate. And,
the
said,
thing is that they
something.
Did rally. Did you hear about that? They
it,
did
you know
rally.
They rallied, but
they
did they did rally, but to me it seems like someone has to die in order for a rally to take place.
It shouldn't even be
sad.
Like that.
You know, that's
that
sad.
Be the reason.
This, somebody shouldn't have to get killed, and then we all want to come together in unity and rally. No, we know
it's always like
that.
It's always like
what happens is, I mean, to me, just my opinion, what happened to me, hold on one second, Sorry about that. What happens to me,
yeah.
My input is that when somebody dies, this is to me, somebody dies, we rally, right? And then guess
right.
what? Then the lawsuit is filed, and then we don't hear anything else until someone's either getting a settlement or someone's getting indicted. But no
and
one's
you know what? The crazy thing, the money is not going to bring that person
over
back.
Again. You know, my thing is, if you know that one person, a Sean Bell, use him as an example. If you know Sean
of
Bell
course.
Got killed, right? So guess
I,
what?
I actually knew
When's
Sean.
The last time you heard anything about it? You haven't.
No, I'm
not
I knew
hear.
Sean and his girl and them.
You know,
all used to live in the same part of Queens.
But you're not
you know,
going to hear anything about
right.
it until somebody else gets killed. And then what? Then we're going to rally again? You know, mm-hmm. it's something that should be done very, you know, we have to be consistent. We have to
Let me tell you something that happened. I had a situation when the police had did something to one of my kids, and they had hurt my daughter. They maced her real bad and got her real sick and all that, and she actually wasn't doing nothing. And this is the crazy thing. Do you know I took this to Sharpton's office, and I tried to talk to somebody in the office. Do you know they never called me back? They never got involved or anything like that. Now, this man supposed to be a man that stand up for civil rights and fight for our equal opportunities and stuff like that. Now, you mean to tell me all the stuff that's going on, if it ain't somebody getting killed, right, Al Sharpton don't want to have nothing to do with it. You know, you try to rally because you know, like he the man supposed to be. You know, and I've had other people that have told me that they had similar situations, and they went to him, to his office, and which is right there on 145th Street,
mm-hmm.
and made complaints about the police that what the police are doing. To the kids and to black men and stuff like that, and you would figure that he would want something to do with it, that he would fight and will help. But no, he didn't. If it ain't no high-profile case, he's not going to get involved with it. So if you ask me, he's all about bull crap. All he wants is the talk and this and that. That's all he wants.
I agree with you, but my thing is you know when he'll come out, he'll come out right now. Like, say right now when the rally will pick the first initial rally, then yes, he will come out. But my thing is that it's up to us, and I'm going to say up to us, the black people, to pull together and still fight. Put petitions together. There's so many different things that we can do as black people that not just the initial rally, but continue on with it. So this way, guess what? I'm 34, and I've been hearing about racial profiling for I don't know how many years. And you always hear somebody got killed either in the hands of a white cop or a black cop was there, or now we have a Hispanic neighborhood person, mind you, killed an unarmed teenager who had absolutely nothing on him. But how many deaths have you heard about before this one particular incident where the initial rally, yes, that took place, but hearing nothing else. You're not hearing nothing else about it. And to me, that's sad, and that's very unfortunate. You know, that's very unfortunate. And I was with a group of people today, and they were pretty much saying that, oh, well, you know what, I think it's a good thing. You know, I believe it was the cop that was supposed to, that they wanted the cop to arrest Mr. Zimmerman, okay? They wanted the cop to arrest him, but you know what? He chose not to, so now he's stepping to the side, and now it's under investigation. My thing is, no, you wouldn't have to step to the side because I'm going to go over your head at this point. You cannot tell me that that was justifiable. You can't. And I don't care what state, what country, wherever you are. You can't tell me that that's justifiable. Okay, he had on a hoodie. So what? White kids wear hoodies. That means you're going to follow them too?
People wear hoodies all the time.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
That's just a normal thing. When you're out jogging, you're wearing a hoodie, and, you know, you're wearing stuff like that. So I don't want to hear that he had on a hoodie. I don't give a doggone if he had on fatigue. It doesn't matter what he had on. In the point of he was an innocent kid that was going to the store to get him some Skittles, going from one point to another point back home, or back to his parents' house or his father, whatever, and he had no reason to be shot down in cold blood like that. That's cold-blooded killing.
You know what else? I'm just thinking that, you know, how you used to hear about hip-hop and the way rappers make their videos. I mean, and a lot of people still today are ignorant to hip-hop rap, and not even the people that's actually making music, but, you know, the people who's listening. So I might think, I want to throw some fault in some of the rappers who's making that, you know, this type of music where they're wearing hoodies and they're flashing guns and stuff like that, because, see, when you do that, and the people who are ignorant who's still listening to this music, when they hear it or they see these videos, and then they see it in their neighborhood, they say, oh, he must be one of those type of guys that I've seen on television. So I think where we can start is we can send a message to these rappers.
See, but no, you can't say that because
that I know about.
You want me to tell you why? You can't judge a book by its cover.
You can't.
You,
no, you can't.
You want to say, you got businessmen out here that got big businesses that wear hoodies. They go jogging in hoodies and sweatsuits and everything.
That's what I just said.
I understand. That's my point.
I don't think it really has to do with the rappers wearing their hoodies.
No, it's
you understand?
Go ahead, Joe. What I'm trying to say is that, I agree with you. What you're saying,
they
you're
put
right,
out
right.
there in the air and that make people look at us in that way. Not to say, because that gangster rap, y'all know, you know, and I ain't going to lie, I like a little gangster rap, 50 Cent, Jay, and all of them. You know, I love these people, you know, because, you know, they represent. But you putting out the wrong message to those who don't know any better, because there's people that are raised in these certain neighborhoods that have never really been around black people, you know, like that, and they think everybody is a freaking gangster out here. Not everybody is a gangster.
That's the point
I'm trying to make. See, but you can't say, because you look at Eminem. Eminem always have on a hoodie, and he's not black.
Yeah.
He's white.
Exactly. So what's the comparison with Eminem wearing a hoodie and the rappers that's black wearing hoodies?
I know what you're saying. There's really no difference except for the color of his skin. And that's what this whole thing is about, is that black men, that we're so stereotyped, okay?
They're going to judge us the way they want to judge us. You understand? It don't got to do with the hoodie over the head or anything like that. They're just going to judge us because of the way, you know, back then. They still see the slavery. They still got that slavery mind in them.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So they're going to judge us in that format. So it's not about the rappers that doing it. Because you got Neo in them. They're not singing gangster raps, but they be in their video with hoodies.
Yeah, but you know what? The point is, it's not about that hoodie, baby. It's about the point that the color of his skin. I don't give a damn about the hoodie. He wasn't looking at no hoodie.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Many people wear hoodies. He was looking at the color
of his
skin.
Exactly.
That's what he looked at. He looked at a young black man in my neighborhood. He didn't give a damn about anything else. You know? That's what he looked at. He didn't look at, this Trayvon hat on. Oh, he got on a hoodie. Oh, he got on sneakers. No, he's not looking at that. He looked at Trayvon's color. our beautiful colors that we have, y'all. And it hurts me so bad that we are being stereotyped every day that we walk out the door. And it's not just about black men, black women too, you know?
But it's black women too, but you got to realize the black men is going to get
not
most
like the
of
the black man, though.
Exactly. The black man is going to
like
get most of that
man.
Punishment towards them.
I'm
you
not,
understand?
Let me tell you something. And if there's women out here that's listening to this, I want y'all to listen to this loud and clear. We have to stop putting our brothers down. We have to lift our brothers up. They already, when they walk out that door, going through enough out there in this world. They go through enough. We need to lift our brothers up. We have to take care of our brothers at home in any kind of way, as long as they ain't doing nothing negative, you know what I'm saying, support them. We have to do that because we have to put them in a good frame of mind when they go out that door, because you know we don't know when they're coming back. We don't, because brothers about to be extinct. They're trying to make us extinct. You know why. You know why. I don't have to tell you why.
I completely agree with you. You know, when you say that we should always, you know, lift our brothers up, and that's something that we should do, whether it's, you know,
yes,
our husbands, our boyfriends, you know, our kids. I think that, you know, to me, I think that a lot more, I'm going to say black people should come together and just learn to pray and get along, because people fail to realize that.
I believe that
prayer changes things. And when you have so many different people going through so many different things, the person next to you can be going through something 10 times as worse. And at this point in time, it's like, all right, now you have, you know, the Martin family who's going through trauma for, you know, just because, and it's going to traumatize everybody around. And I think Joseph, you know, said he's upset. And you know what? Everybody is upset. Anybody who has a brother, who has a loved one, you know, and it could have been them, you know. So it's something that does leave everybody very upset. It makes you want to do something. But at the end of the day, to me, if you want to do something positive that's going to change something in your community, because it's going to start right at home, right
you
in
right.
your backyard. So do something.
You're right. And you know what? And I've been trying to do that where I live at. I've been trying to get a community center built over here where I live at, you know, so that the kids have something to do and we can have positive role models come out and talk to the kids and, you know, let them know, like, hey, it's not the end of the road for you. There's a lot you can do. You don't have to be on the corner selling drugs and doing this and that. But what you can do, you can use your mind. You can go back to school. And you can become anything you want to be. And see, I never tell my kids you can't be this and that. But I tell them you can't be no drug dealer. I tell them that. But I tell them that you can't do all the wrong things. But I do tell them you can be anything. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, anything you want to be, you could be it, baby. I know
exactly.
I heard my brother-in-law tell my nieces and them, oh, you can't be that. I'll take them. I'll be like, listen, don't
exactly.
listen to your ignorant father. Because that's because that was instilled in his mind that he couldn't be nothing. That's why he ain't nothing. But anything you want to be, you could be it. Anything
exactly.
you want to be. You want to be an astronaut,
definitely.
You could be it. You want to be the president of the United States,
boom.
You could
and,
be it.
And
Look
that was
Barack.
Proven already.
Speaking about
Viola,
yes.
Viola, we got to
yes.
get ready to end a segment. So I want to know
okay.
what's your final thought on the topic?
My final thought is that everybody keep in prayer for Martin family, right? And write in. Write your government right now if you need to let them know, you know, we...
Did we lose? Hello? Hello? I think we have lost Viola. But what we're going to do right now is, like she said, keep your prayers and everything. And to the Martin family, we give our condolences to them. All right?
Yeah.
We definitely give our condolences to the Martin family. Viola, you there?
Address, yeah. If you could get their address or whatever, write into their family. Give them send them a card or something, you know?
Exactly.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
Exactly.
All right.
Viola, I really want to thank you for joining us again. Is there any shout-outs you want to give or anything?
I didn't hear you.
Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I'll give my shout-out to Bronxville, represent my people that I'm talking to right now, Harry. I love you. You know what I'm saying? I'm real proud of you. I just wanted you to know that. I'm real proud of what you're doing because that's what I'm talking about. Being anything you want to be, and you doing this, baby. And anytime you need me, I'm going to be there for you. And I just want to show much love to my family and my people. And God bless everybody. Now I'm getting ready to be off the air, but God bless all y'all.
Viola, we really want to thank you for joining us again. It's been an honor to have you on. And you know you're welcome anytime because your topics just be going off the wall.
All right, brother. It's good talking to you. Take care now. You too.
All right. All right, Dons and Divas, coming up next, hip-hop new movement, up-and-coming artists. I apologize we couldn't get A-Style in the building with us right now, but we do have his partner on the side, his right-hand man, Joe Johnson. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace.
Long and entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
I keep my mind on my money for a home when it's private.
Yeah.
You should never ever have to be reminded.
Everything I do, baby, I do it for you, baby.
Yeah. You know I'm telling you the truth, baby. I'ma hold you down to the day I die. I'ma hold you down to the day I die.
I'm a
Divas and Divas, welcome back. And with me right now, I have Joe Johnson from HNM, Hip Hop New Movement. Joe, welcome to the show.
For having us here. Shout out to the team, HNM, Hip Hop New Movement.
We no doubt. Because y'all doing big things right now.
Yeah, we've been working hard, you know, just trying to get everything to come together so, you know, we could give something for the world to hear and enjoy.
I hear you. Now you was mainly born in Newark, New Jersey. How was it, you know, growing up out there?
We really only spent our younger years there. We had moved out, I was probably about 5 years old. We about five or six mm-hmm. years old, but you know, we got out into the Pennsylvania area. Not too, you know, halfway through middle school and everything, and you know, we've been, you know, up in the Pennsylvania area since then.
Now A Styles couldn't join us. You know, he's part of the Hip Hop New Movement. Now, let us know your stage name and what you go by and how you got to get it.
My name is Joe Johnson. I'm representing H&M as well. A Styles, that's my big bro. You know, we just been working together, you know, since, you know, the beginning. So we finally found our compatibility and our passion for music, and we decided to work together, and we eventually formed a team with Titan. You know, that's one of my homies, Blacksmith. Shout out mm-hmm. to Young Man Prince, Unique Sparks. You know, everybody working hard, our producers. We got T-Rex, you know, I'm currently working with him as we speak. We also have Colin McCabe, who's working with A-Styles on the previous mixtape, Autopilot, as well as the next coming mixtape, which is going to be a star in the making.
Okay. Now, your stage name is C. Rhymes.
It's Joe Johnson. You know,
Joe Johnson.
My alias is the Crime Boss.
Oh, all right. The Crime Boss. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Yeah, and it's spelled Crime, C-R-H-Y-M-E.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Now, how did you come up with that stage name?
Now, when I came up with that, I was watching a movie. It was a one of those investigative movies, and I was just, you know, had the idea of, you know, crime on my mind, as well as the idea when people like to say, you know, I'm killing the game. You know, I put my own twist to it, and then, you know, that's how I came up with crime.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the Hip Hop New Movement. Like you said, it's Ty Blacksmith, Young Money Prince. Did y'all all just come together? Was y'all grown up together to form this how did y'all come about getting it together?
Like I said, me and Styles, we're brothers, you know. We grew up together and everything. We met Titan on the way up, you know, in school and everything. And we built a connection with him, got started on a little bit of music back then, having our fun with it. Then we got into our college era, and we met Blacksmith, and we got him down with the team. Neek Sparks actually was with, you know, along with Titan when we all met up and everything. We had met him just about a year later after that. And we actually just maybe less than a year ago got linked up with Young Man Prince. And he just been down with us. You know, we all just been putting in work and everything, staying busy.
All right. Joe, we actually have a caller on the line for you already. So we're going to bring that caller in. And then I want to get into one of the singles, The Rocket, all right? But we're going to bring this caller in right now. Cole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good?
All right, what's going on? You got Joe Johnson on the air.
What's going on? How you doing?
Yo, it's Mike Geis. It's your manager, kid. I'm checking in. Yo, what's good? The H&M Movement, H Styles, Joe Johnson. What's goody, Joe? What's happening?
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Mike? You know, I'm over here in the studio right now, putting in the work, you know, trying to stay busy.
That's what's up, man.
Doing That's everything brilliant. I can, you know, trying to keep the movement alive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no doubt. Now, before we get into the single, Mike, how did you meet up with H&M?
Well, H&M, I was judging top mics at Iguanas in Manhattan, up on near 59th and Columbus Circle, right around the corner from the David Letterman show. So when A Styles and Joe was on stage and they were performing, they blew me away, man. It was the only artist in the whole competition that actually had a stage show. Everything was a complete package. They came over, A Styles, he gave me a CD. We actually was back and forth on the phone. They were looking for management, and I said, yo, there's no brainer, man. You got me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's doing it big, The Rocket, and then Black Hole and Whoa, and LOL. I don't heard it all, and it's crazy.
Yeah,
all
man,
the tracks
yeah,
is
that's,
crazy.
That's
it was hard deciding. You know what I mean? It was real hard deciding because he got a unique style. His style is unique. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what's going to change the game.
That's you know, that actually reminds me. You know, that's basically where his name came from. When he was, you know, when he was coming up doing his rap thing, he would always hear, you know, man, you know, you have so many different styles with the way you deliver your flow and everything. And he hear that all, you know, he heard that so constantly, he just, you know, came up with 8 styles, you know, and it stuck, you know, it worked for him.
All right. Look, well, you know what? I want to get into that right now. Let everybody know what we're talking about. So I just need y'all to stay right there, and we're going to get into this rocket joint, this single right here, all right?
Autopilot.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas, this is A Style, and one of his smashing hits titled The Rocket, all right? This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Got a rocket, you're going on it. Keep that. Yeah. Got me feeling like any second I might choke. Couple hits, now I feel I'm walking the tightrope. Yeah, couple bitches in my hotel room. Bottles popping, we lighting, it's finna smell soon. Now she feeling right. Her and her girlfriend say that they down for the night. Know where this headed. Say that she got a man, she might regret it. But damn sure won't forget it. But baby, if you ain't with it, meet the exit. She say this life is appealing. Took a hit, now she feeling like. Living room to the swimming pool. Yeah, that's how we do MPA. Said I wouldn't be shit if I didn't finish school. Just wait till they take a look where we stay. The look in their face, they see no one like them. These ladies say they like them. Well, alright, then bring one for my nigga. Titan is enough room in the car. Shouldn't be driving, had enough shots at the bar. Driving insane, switching up lanes. Plus, I'm as high as a plane. She says she feels the same and don't plan to land or come back again. This night you enjoying, got you waking up in the morning like.
Right there is so unique, it's crazy. Now, what I want to know is, how did y'all come up with that title, The Rocket? Hello?
Joe.
Yeah, you heard me, Joe?
Yeah, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. What I want to know is, like I said, that joint is sick. How did y'all come up with the concept and everything for the rocket?
Well, that one was all A-Styles on his own with that one. He just wanted to find something that he could get the crowd to really jump and move to. You know, he didn't want to, we had all the songs, you know, everything, but we were looking for something to really, you know, liven it up a little bit. He found, he heard, you know, that song in a movie, and he just happened to get a hand on a sample and everything and put it together on a beat, real fire beat that Colin McKay put together. And, you know, he sat down with it, you know, took his time, put the lyrics together, and you know, that's what we ended up with, and, you know, no regrets there.
All right. Now, speaking of Colin McCabe, now, is that the only producer y'all plan on dealing with, or is it random producers that y'all plan on grabbing up from time after time?
Well, right now, H&M, we have two producers right now. We have Colin McCabe, who primarily at the moment is working with A-Styles to get everything together for his mixtape. We also have T-Rex, who I'm currently in the studio with. He also at the moment, while A-Styles' project is getting put together, is helping us, the rest of the group, get our things put together as well on several tracks that we have coming up soon, collectively and individually.
We actually have a caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hello?
Yeah.
Caller, what's up?
What's going on, Mike? You have Joe Johnson on the line from Hip Hop New Movement, H&M.
That's me. Shout out to the team. You there?
Hello?
Yeah. You on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Joe Johnson? Yo, I like the track, man. You know, I'm from the Bronx, like, you know, but I want to know, man, I'm an older guy, but as a younger guy, to the youth, I like to know, what is your motivation, man? Like, what inspires you to make music, number one? And number two, like, what was it that, like, when you woke up one day, you said, hey, this is what I want to do? Did you hear something, see something that, you know, pointed you in this direction besides the blessing of God? What was it? And what keeps you motivated every day to wake up out of bed and find the strength to do this? Because I know it's not easy. Just listening to music, the youth may think, okay, it's easy. I'm just going to go up in the studio and make this track, you know, and it's all good. Nah, I think a little more work than that. I'd like to know, what are the trials and tribulations that we must face trying to make music the way you do it?
Now, step one, I as I always say, you know, I always thank God for giving me the talent that I do have for making this possible. I keep that in mind every single day, so, you know, that keeps me moving. The main thing that, for myself personally, everybody has their own method of music making.
Right.
But I would say for anybody that's looking to make music, that if you are really looking to make music, it has to be, you know, something true to you. You know, it has to be unique, your own very sound. You know, you want people to know what's inside of you that you want to get out. You know, it's not what somebody else's sound may sound like or anything like that. You know, stay true to yourself. Have fun with it. That's the key. A lot of people trying to get a little too serious. Don't forget to have fun with the music you're making. You're doing it for that reason, you know?
Okay.
Success will come with that, you know? If you know that you got it, if you're confident in your abilities, the success will come with it. But don't forget to have fun.
So it's about the joy of the music, not about what you can get. It's not about the money, the cars, and girls. It's just enjoying it, just having a nice time, right?
I mean, no, man, if you only worried about the money, cars, and clothes, man, that just make you a rapper, you know? If you want to be an artist, you know, you have to have the passion. It has to come from within you, you know?
Oh, okay. And you just taught me something. So there's a difference between an artist and a rapper. The artist is who, and what is the rapper?
I see a rapper. I put it this way. A rapper makes songs, and an artist makes music, you know? Rapper, you know, he'll put a catchy tune together in some words, but an artist will tell a story between the lines.
Okay. That makes sense. I never really knew. I just heard, when I hear artist and rapper, I'm just thinking about one person that's making music, not realizing that, you know, that you got to separate that. There's a big difference. So I thank you for that, bud. Thank you.
No problem at all. You know, it takes your mind to make any kind of art, whether you're drawing, taking a picture, rapping, singing, dancing. It takes your mind to do it, you know. So, you know, put your mind to it, and you got it guaranteed.
All right. I'm gonna look for you and talking to something like that, man. I know it's coming out really soon.
You know what I mean? I know you're going to be there soon. Probably seeing the movies or something like that. Some tracks you're making, brother. For real.
Yeah, I'll be on screens everywhere, too, you know, trying to make some movies and such when I get there.
Hollywood. All right.
Joe, we have another caller on the line for you. Caller, right. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have
How you doing today?
Online?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty well.
So how long have you been into this?
Music has been part of my life, you know, basically since I was young. You know, my father liked to do music. He didn't do it, you know, on a high scale or anything, but he did it for the fun of it. But he always had, you know, showed me what it was about to be passionate about it. So, you know, I picked it up myself. But I really got into it once I got out of high school, and I had a little more time to focus on what I had wanted to do with myself. And that was, you know, the strongest thing in my heart was getting that music done.
Right. So you say you're in the PA area?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, the song was banging, and keep up the good work. I mean, you know, sound like you're headed to success for real.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Myself, on behalf of A-Styles as well as the entire team, we appreciate the support, and, you know, we'll make you all proud.
No problem.
All right. Take care.
You as well.
Now, Joe, what I want to get into, the Autopilot mixtape.
All right.
All right. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Autopilot mixtape, that's A-Style's very first mixtape. His very first sound, what people really, when people got themselves introduced to A-Style, this is what they heard. This was the compilation when he and Colin McCabe were, you know, first got together. You know, they were working together. They're dynamic duo, really, to say the least. It seems like Colin will put the beat together and A-Style will find the flow for it at the snap of a finger. So, you know, they just work real hard. And that mixtape really came almost naturally to the two of them. And, you know, it really shocked even me. You know, I've been hearing my brother rap for a while, but it shocked even me when I heard that come together all as one. It was a real good production, and, you know, we got more to come.
All right. Now let me ask you, who would you say, because I know you were H&M and everything, and you also doing your thing, who would you say is some of your biggest influences in the industry?
I'm going to say y'all. Okay. Yeah, it varies from the old school to the new school. I mean, you know, it goes from, you know, Biggie. I even, myself, you know, I like, you know, Naughty by Nature back in that day and everything. You know, Public Enemy, N.W.A., that type of stuff, Tupac Shakur, even to the new school, certain artists like Kid Ink, I see him out there grinding, you know, reminds me that even I can grind as well. You see, you know, I give shout out to Bow Wow, he doing his thing. I give shout out to, you know, all different kinds of artists that influenced me coming up, you know, since I was young, that I've just watched do their thing and always reminded me and us all as a whole that nothing could stop us if it didn't stop them. So, you know, once we came together as a group, we all, you know, we finally knew, you know, it's time to make these moves. So that's what we're into right now.
Okay, now let me ask you, how do y'all go about doing y'all singles? Do y'all do the production first, or do y'all go by doing the lyrics and then putting it to the production?
For the most part, we like to get the production first. It's a little more simple, you know. For myself, you know, it works easier that way. It's easier for me to find my sound once I already get the production, and then I can throw some lyrics on there to really ride the sound. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to do. I like to ride the beat. And so if I already have the beat, it's easier to know how to ride the beat.
Okay, I definitely feel that. That's one way of doing it, because, you know what I'm saying, it is much easier, because then you got to change the whole format of it when you get that production, if you already got the lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, that's definitely understandable. Now, let's talk about that single, Black Hole. What's the scenario behind that single?
Basically, you know, A-Styles is ready to make it happen, be successful before the world fades to black. You know, that's where Black Hole came to be, you know. You don't want to get sucked into that black hole. You know, you want to be able to stand out, do something, you know, do something spectacular. you know, before everything goes to black. So, you know, he was basically just letting, you know, wanted people to know, like, I'm going to do what it takes, you know, I'm grinding, you know, I'm ready to go. And until I die, that's how I'm going to, that's his mentality.
All right, so what I want you to do, I want you to introduce that next track, and we're going to bring it on.
All right, y'all. I want y'all to tune in, listen up. This is A-Styles, Black Hole we got playing right now. Shout out to the radio station and everything for having the team on. Let's get into it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
That they said couldn't happen, come alive right now.
Come alive right now.
Always told me to reach for the stars, so I'm headed for the sky right now.
For the sky right now.
I'm just trying to take what I have left, left. See if I can make that right.
If I can make that right.
Got a first class ticket to success. I ain't really trying to miss that flight, cause I'm trying to go up a couple thousand miles without thoughts of ever trying to come back. Ever trying to come back. So I take another sip, roll up and take a hit till the world turns black. Till the world turns black.
Okay, let me just be honest. In this race, I'm sorry for the ones we left behind us. Hard trying to surface when you swimming with piranhas. But H&M's the team, and the stars is where you'll find us. In other words, that means no one is beyond us. Run this bitch, you disagreed in Thomas. Serial killer on the beach, Jeffrey Dahmer. Till I'm seeing commas and holding more paper than a binder. The shit these niggas make up, eyeliner. Then they try and judge me like your honor. But I'ma still remain a grinder until the day they sign us. And women that I'm with look like Madonna. Yeah, money comes. I keep that shit on the speed dial. You don't believe, well let me just hit the redial. They always fill out the circle whenever we round. If you ballin', that just mean I'll catch you on the rebound.
I'm just tryna make dreams that they said couldn't happen come alive right now.
Come alive right now.
Always told me to reach for the stars, so I'm headed for the sky right now.
For the sky right now.
I'm just tryna take what I have left, left. See if I can make that right.
If I can make that right.
Got a first class ticket to success. I ain't really tryna miss that flight, cause I'm tryna go up a couple thousand miles without thoughts of ever trying to come back.
Ever trying to come back.
So I take another sip, roll up and take a hit till the world turns black.
Till the world turns black.
Calling for buy any track to run these laps on. Hoping that all of you niggas catch on. My crew is who I'll never turn my back on. Cause every time they see me, they see the world. Like I just threw me a fucking map on. I got a message for anybody that's back home. Fuck all of my haters with a strap on. About to take it all, get my snatch on. Wanna live my life like a movie, so I guess there's certain shit I need to act on. And yeah, I dropped out of college to get this rap on. Reason I stay with a backpack on. Stay and take my grind, won't be that strong. Had to prove it wrong, when I did, guess who did? It was that they jumped back on. Yeah, I do it big. Check the metrics. I shock them every time. I spit electric. I hit them with the cold flow. God bless this. I gotta get them where I fit in, nigga Tetris. I'm just trying to make dreams that they said couldn't happen come alive right now.
Come alive right now.
Always told me to reach for the stars, so I'm headed for the sky right now.
For the sky right now.
I'm just trying to take what I have left, left. See if I can make that right.
See if I can make that right.
Got a first class ticket to success. I ain't really trying to miss that flight, cause I'm trying to go up a couple thousand miles without thoughts of ever trying to come back.
Ever trying to come back.
So I take another sip, roll up and take a hit till the world turns black.
Till the world turns black.
I'm in it for the music, you in it for the fame. Trying to compete, man, that'd be a shame. Sooner or later, everybody know the name. Shooting for the stars, things will never be the same.
I'm just trying to make dreams that they said couldn't happen come alive right now. Always told me to reach for the stars, so I'm headed for the sky right now. I'm just trying to make dreams that they said couldn't happen come alive right now.
Come alive right now.
Always told me to reach for the stars, so I'm headed for the sky right now.
For the sky right now.
I'm just trying to take what I have left, left. See if I can make that right.
If I can make that right.
Got a first class ticket to success. I ain't really trying to miss that flight, cause I'm trying to go up a couple thousand miles without thoughts of ever trying to come back.
Ever trying to come back.
So I take another sip, roll up and take a hit till the world turn black.
Till the world turn black.
Joe, you're doing big things. We actually have a couple of callers on the line for you, all right?
All right, I'm listening. I'm listening.
All right, Cole, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay, you have.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I just listened to your track, man. That piano riff is kind of cutting it, bro. I want to ask you about your musicianship. How many instruments do you play?
Me, myself, personally, I play absolutely none.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
cool. I would love to learn some, a couple of them, actually, but, you know, in due time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because I was like, wow, that whoever's playing that piano was just cutting it, man. I'm a musician myself. Oh, by the way, this is Clint. I'm a member of the GQ family. I also wanted to ask you, when doing this last cut, what was the motivation behind it?
You mean the Black Hole track?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a funny story, because at that time, A-Styles was actually having a bit of an off day when that came to be. He was having an off day, and he was just feeling out of it, and he just came up, with the idea, listen, things got to get done. One day everything will fade to black, so we got to make sure something happens before then, We weren't born to do nothing. So that's when the idea of Black Hole came to mind, and he took it his own route and made magic out of it.
Yeah, it sounded like he was putting some depth into that, It sounded like he was reaching for in a piece on that song. I really like the whole arrangement of it. I thought that the beat in accordance with the piano riff, which I was really attracted to, really brought out the audience of the song.
Thank you. Yeah, that's that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Colin McCabe, our producer. He put in the work on that beat. It took a lot of time and effort to get everything pieced together, but he really made something happen there.
He did a really good job with that, man. I just want to say that's a rocking one right there. That one is definitely going to be somewhere up in the top five. If not, then we need to shoot some promoters or something.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm.
Joe.
We're gonna keep working hard. We definitely love that. Y'all feeling the music and everything. So we're definitely going to keep working, putting out good tracks, stuff to, get your head nodding and everything.
No doubt, because I absolutely play no instruments myself. So I definitely feel you on that one. Matter of fact, I played the drum with one stick, and I don't know about it. But we have another caller on the line. No doubt, y'all doing it big. We have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yeah.
How you doing, caller?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. I just have a question for you. I know that you, I believe you said that you're doing the interview on the behalf of A-Styles, but as far as what do you do?
Me, myself, I'm also...
Are you into rap yourself? What do you...
Yeah, I also am into hip-hop. We got our team, H&M, Hip Hop New Movement. It's me, myself, A-Styles. We got a couple of other homies, Young Man Prince, Unique Sparks, Titan, and Blacksmith. We all, been doing our hip-hop thing for a little while. Over time, we all met up together and formed a team with the same level of passion. And we've just been, taking it from there.
Now, will we hear you, on any of the tracks that's going to be played tonight?
Not tonight, But if you do tune in, we'll definitely keep updating, make sure that the station gets all of our recent tracks. Me and Styles did a great track. It's called Money Over Everything. We just released it on SoundCloud not too long ago. Everybody's been giving us the positive feedback on that. If you'd like to take a listen to that, that is absolutely fine. I can't actually give you the information on A-Styles SoundCloud, but look out for that to come out on the radio station, whenever you're tuning in.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Right.
Have a nice one.
You too.
All right. We have another caller on the line for you, Joe. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, man?
Right.
How you doing today, caller?
I'm doing good. What's your biggest fear of being an MC?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
I said, what's your biggest fear of being an MC?
To be honest, the biggest fear, I think a lot of MCs would be afraid to not be heard. You know, putting out a sound, you know, something that they feel is unique to themselves and, you know, that they work very hard on, you know, and to not get the chance to be heard. You know, that's all we ever ask for as MCs and artists is to have that chance and that opportunity to be heard. You know, this isn't a promised path for everyone. It's a very tough one to get into. But
right.
All we ask for is an opportunity. You know, that's all we can ask for.
Okay. Are you stage fright or were you stage fright from the start?
Yeah, you know, a little, naturally I get stage fright from jumping up on the stage and everything.
Okay.
But, you know, I try to embrace it more than I let it get to me. I try to turn it into confidence more than I let it turn into fear. Now I let that drive me and push me through the performances.
Okay. Well, keep grinding, man. You know, your music is Ace Styles, whoever, whichever one of y'all, your music is on point.
Thank you very much. That's on my thank you on behalf of Ace Styles as well. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Joe, what I want to do, because we run out of time, I want to get into that another banger called Whoa. And then I want to come back and I want to talk about that new joint y'all got coming out, new mixtape, A Star in the Making.
All right.
All right? No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger. A Styles, Whoa. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. Remember where you heard it first. It's Butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Only one thing on my mind. My mission to get faded, to red cut, to roll up. Got me feeling too sedated. Heard my name came out they mouth. That mean I must have made it. Case you ain't know what I rep, I'm H&M affiliated. Yeah, me, I'm more of the laid back type. Normally I just kick shit and chill. Ain't trying to lose my mind tonight. Nah, matter of fact, I think I will. Come on, girl, show me what you got right now. Imagine I put you on the spot right now. Bet any money when them dollars go up. Guarantee she gon' drop right down. Ooh, girl, can't stop right now. You the one I got it on lock. Right now. Don't mind if I talk a lot right now. Just took about 4-5 shots right now. Right now. Woo, woo. It got me feeling kinda wasted. 100 proof mixed with that Red Bull, I could taste it. Pennsylvania snapback, them Levi's what I'm wearing. That cold shit up in my cup, that Kush smoke will be clearing. I love the way that she moving, she love the way that I'm staring. She telling me that she got a man, but I see no signs of her caring. Cause tomorrow's never promised, so tonight can't take it slow. Put your drinks up in the air, put them high as they can go. All my fellas throw that cash, all my ladies drop it low. DJ turn my music up, they hear that bass bumping and they be like, whoa. I'm mixing drinks all in my cup, all in my cup. Me and my crew, we come around, they like what's up, they like what's up. The show is love, they can't seem to get enough. Get them haters, catching feelings, but we just don't give a fuck. I be like, whoa, I'm high and drunk up in this bitch. I be like, whoa, girl, what's up with you and your friends? I be like, whoa, we going hard until the end. It ain't nothing, cause tomorrow we'll be back at it again. I be like, drop and hold it, hold now bring it back, that's perfect, girl, then stop. Stop, control it, now let me see you work it. I said drop and hold it, now bring it back, that's perfect, girl. Then stop, control it, now let me see you work it, girl. Like, whoa, like a 9-to-5, minus the job. But girl, you a boss, I'm not gonna deny. So show me the skills you possess on the fly. And I can't fall off, no toupee. Drinks up, touche, ain't trying to remember 2 days. So let's get live, 2K, 2K. I'm feeling like this night is everlasting. High off 1-8, my nigga, that's a fraction. Backseat, we got them high beams flashing. Whip named Kim, see the way that car dashing. Yeah, and if you got it, throw that money up. Damn right, I'm showing off, nigga, I'm coming up. They know that we in the building, then they run with us. Said she wanna win the title, fucking with you, runner up. Tomorrow's never promised, so tonight can't take it slow. Put your drinks up in the air, put them high as they can go. All my fellas throw that cash, all my ladies drop it low. DJ turn my music up, they hear that bass bumping and they be like,
Whoa, I'm mixing drinks all in my cup,
all in my cup.
Me and my crew, we come around, they like what's up,
they like what's up.
The show is love, they can't seem to get enough. Get them haters, catching feelings, bro, we just don't give a fuck.
I be like, whoa,
I'm high and drunk up in this bitch.
I be like, whoa,
girl, what's up with you and your friends?
I be like, whoa,
we going hard until the end. It ain't nothing, cause tomorrow we'll be back at it again.
I be like, whoa. I be like, whoa.
Tomorrow's never promised, so tonight can't take it slow. Put your drinks up in the air, put them high as they can go. All my fellas throw that cash, all my ladies drop it low. DJ turn my music up, they hear that bass bumping and they be like,
whoa,
I'm mixing drinks all in my cup,
all in my cup.
Me and my crew, we come around, they like what's up,
they like what's up.
The show is love, they can't seem to get enough. Get them haters, catching feelings, but we just don't give a fuck.
I be like, whoa,
I'm high and drunk up in this bitch.
I be like, whoa,
girl, what's up with you and your friends?
I be like, whoa,
we going hard until the end. It ain't nothing, cause tomorrow we'll be back at it again.
I be like,
Joe. I don't know. That track is crazy. I'll be like, whoa.
Whoa. That's what it make you say, whoa.
Exactly. That's exactly what it make you say. So he's just doing it big. Definitely going to be out there. Ain't no question about it. But what I want to get into now is this new mixtape that I come out, Star in the Making. Let's know about that.
Star in the Making, I don't want to reveal too much because, you know, that's a secret diabolic plan they got going on.
Oh, I hear you.
But, yeah, that's A Styles and Colin McCabe once again. You know, you heard all on Pilot. You hear how they sound together. They work real well together. They're going to do it again, you know, this time with a more sophisticated sound, a little more advanced level because, you know, we've been learning, we've been working, you know, creating new things. So, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
All right. Now, what would you say is the most important thing that's going to be different from the Star in the Making than the Autopilot?
Really, the you'll really be able to tell automatically as soon as you turn it on the level of experience that we've gotten to from that point to now. As far as the recording, our delivery on the microphone, Colin's production skills and everything like that is all at a much higher level, at a much much different level. And you know, now at this point, we understand a lot more than we did, but back in the beginning. So we're ready and more prepared for this one. So this one's going to be a lot more organized and sophisticated.
Okay. Now let me ask you: do y'all have any events coming up? Any performances coming up late right now? Anything?
For this month, we have nothing. For next month, we're gonna have a show that we have at the Washington Theater in Washington, New Jersey. We came up with this all by ourselves. You know, we had a talk with the owner of the place. You know, he's willing to let us rent it out, and you know, we're just looking for a good turnout there. So, you know, while I'm on the radio, anybody that's looking to do something on Saturday, April 21st, you know, come out to Washington, New Jersey, to the Washington Theater. We have a good show, you know, spectacular show. H&M's going to be there, A Styles, myself, everyone else. We got a couple of other up-and-coming artists that we like to work with and everything going to be there. Shout out to One Man Bandit. You know, everybody, you know, just look out, you know, because we coming and we coming strong.
Yeah, no doubt. Y'all definitely doing it big. Now, let me ask you one more question. What would you consider yourself, more of an MC or entertainer?
For myself personally, I'm going to say I will consider myself more of an MC. I'm more in touch with the lyrical side of the music as opposed to the entertainment side. I'm going to speak as far as A Styles. He actually does an absolutely great job with making it a combination of both. You know, he can get on the mic and spit it like the MCs back in the day, you know, like Jay-Z on the block. He could spit it like that if he want to. And then he can get up there and make the next chart-topping single if he wants to, you know. That's why they call him A Styles. He'll take it from one end to the next end on the scale.
I feel you. Joe, I really want to thank you for joining us this evening. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
I just want to give a shout-out to the team, shout-out to the fans, shout-out to anybody, you know, with a dream, whether it's in music or anything else. That's everybody, matter of fact. Shout-out to the world because, you know, it takes all of us to make it go around, and we all, you know, everybody with a dream, don't give up. You know, don't let nothing stop you. Hard work does truly pay off, you know, so embrace the pain that life brings because it's going to come regardless of what you do. So just make it happen.
You know, I really want to thank you for taking the time out to join us and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate being here. Thanks for having me today.
No doubt. That's Joe Johnson, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, we have My Swagger is Crazy in the Building. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace. Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
It's your boy, Mike J. The Amish Beast. Heat up for the club. Yeah, we pop some bottles and throwing them dollars up. In VIP, I'll hit it. Sipping on Patron, I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I be on my grown man shit like this. I be on my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Get money, ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut.
You got a lot of big things going on.
Man, listen, I'm booked all the way up to September.
Wow. You know, you're going to let us know about all that, you know, because I'm pretty sure listeners want to know. But what I really want to get into is this group you got going on right now.
Oh, yeah. It's called The Empire. It's a mixture of artists, from rappers to singers to producers, songwriters. They do everything.
So you got like the whole collage
party.
In it.
Excuse me. Oh. They performed at my birthday party at the Harlem Nights party.
Mm-hmm.
Did that thing, you know. Everybody preaching them. I got some things lined up for them, like showcases and stuff like that. So they be coming out soon.
All right. Now let me ask you: how did you meet up with the group? Did you hear their material? Or did they just come and ask you to, you know, get together, and manage them? How did y'all go about meeting up?
Well, one of the members, me and his mother, we grew up together. And she hit me up on Facebook like, yo, you know, my son and them, they got a group. You know, they need somebody to manage them. So, you know, I set up a meeting. They came out to my crib, and they brought their laptop with a few tracks, you know. I listened to their music, and, you know, we took it from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, is this like something that you would also consider like long-term, like, you know, like you're doing a promotional field and in a promotional division and everything? Or is this something that you would just like consider like, just something like a hobby right now?
No, it'll be long term. But anything I do, I put 150% into. You know, I don't do something and then be like, well, this is just a feeling and go away. You know, if I put my stamp on it, I'm gonna do it all the way. You know, as far as they want to go, we're gonna take it.
Okay. You know, now
I don't believe in hobbies. Hobbies like that.
I feel you. But you know, some people in the music industry, you know, not you, but you know, you do got some people that they start off with a group, and then next thing you know, they like, you know, I'm not feeling it no more, and they just want to stop. They just want to give up. You know what I mean? Because that's the way the industry goes sometimes. But you got to realize, sometimes you're gonna have good tracks, sometimes you're gonna have some that ain't so good, sometimes you're gonna have some that's just garbage. But the main thing is just to keep it flowing.
Just keep pushing.
Exactly.
It's like being a promoter. You might have a bad night, a good night, a so-so night. It all depends. But like I told him, what you put into anything in life, whatever you put into it, is what you're gonna get out of it. So if you're here just to, you know, lollygag, whatever case it be, I'm not dealing with that.
No, I feel you. So if they ain't real with it, you ain't being bothered with it. So that's what I mean. So they must be dead serious about what they
doing. Right. As soon as I see you slacking and you're not taking care of what you're supposed to take care of, listen, I have no problem. I go my way, you go your way. I wish you the best.
I feel you, but that's how it's supposed to be anyway.
Yeah, but
you know
they
mean?
got some people that get frustrated. Oh, this ain't moving as quick as I thought it was gonna be. Nah, everything takes time. You gotta be patient. You know, everything takes time.
No, I definitely agree. Cause back then, that was my problem.
Yeah, you know, like I sat down, we had a nice talk. We sat down and talked for like 3 hours. You know, we went from the music to the style that y'all want to bring, your wardrobe, your attitude, how you present yourself. I broke it all down to him. I'm not with the kiddie shit. I got kids of my own I could play with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's about that. Cause like I tell people, my time is very precious to me. I ain't got no time to be sitting down bullshitting and you twiddling your thumbs and I know what you want to do. You want to do it or you're not.
Exactly. Now you just mentioned you got some like events coming up for them. You want to let the listeners know what events they got coming up or you want to keep that discreet right now?
Well, you know, next Friday, March 30th, I'm doing my appreciation party. I do one of them every year, which I get a venue. Everybody, you know, cover all night long, come in. That's just me giving back to the people that support me and my team, me and the Swagger family. You know, they come out, mingle, party, whatever y'all going to do. It's free all night. It's at Uptown Perks, 123rd Street and Manhattan Avenue in Harlem. Mm. And then I got, I know y'all came to watch The Throne.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, me, Swagger Like Us, Play the Game, Hennessy, and On the Rocks doing part two, which is called Unfinished Business, April 21st. Then I got May 12th, I got Trendsetters, On the Rocks, and myself. We doing Trendsetters' second-year anniversary bash, Red and White Affair, at the Paradise Theater. And then in June, in June I got my 21st year anniversary celebration.
Wow. So you've been doing this
June,
for 21 years, right?
21 years.
Man, you're doing this more than the average working man. That's retirement numbers right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've been doing this for 21 years. So I'll have a big celebration. You know, I already got the venue. The venue's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't letting it out yet. I ain't letting it out yet because when I put it up, they're going to be like, wow, this is crazy. And then in July, I got my third annual Pink and White Affair.
Mm.
Then August, I do my Shorts and Stiletto Affair. And then September, I do my Denim and Stiletto Affair, which is some of the profits go to breast cancer awareness.
Wow. Well, you just got to keep us informed with that. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm doing.
Now, you've been doing this for like 20 years. When you feel like you're going to be like, all right, you know what, it's time for me to retire. It's time for me to relax, you know, let somebody else take over.
It's fun, you know. It's fun, you know. It's like you never get tired of it. Because me, I like to stay creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you don't be creative about something, you don't bring nothing fresh to the table, that's when you get bored with it. You know, I'm the type of person, I get bored quick. So if I ain't bored, I'm going to rock out.
You
know what I'm saying? I'm going to rock out. As long as I ain't bored, I'm going to do as long as I want to do it.
How do you make time for that? You know what I mean? It's like, where the rest come in that, swag? Like, where the rest come in that? Yeah, man. Because I know you ain't getting none. I know.
You know, it's crazy because my mother say the same thing, like, boy, you're going to burn yourself out. But like I said, it's fun. So it really, like, you know, I get my rest here, there, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm always thinking. I think in my sleep. I pop up 2, 3 in the morning and be like, oh, this is what I want to do next.
Hmm.
You know, I walk down the street and just be thinking. So I don't, you know, rest, it all comes, you know. Like I said before, whatever you put into something, that's what you're going to get out. So if you don't put in no hard work, you're not going to get them good results.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely feel you on that one.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
so, you know, I just work hard, enjoy myself at the same time. You know, it's stressful at times because, you know, when you deal with the public anyway, any kind of job you have is stressful. You can be a librarian, it's still stressful.
Exactly.
But, you know, I pace myself. I take care of myself, and I have fun.
I know you. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you said the perks is free, so you letting all, you know what I mean?
That's free. Everybody free. I got my boy. Matter of fact, let me get my boy Mel Starr. I don't know if y'all heard of Mel Starr. He was on Masters of Mix on BET.
Yeah.
Okay, he's playing the music. That's the DJ for the night. You know, and I'm going to say it again, perks is free all night.
Wow. Because you know what's funny? Somebody had asked me about it. And I was like, well, you know what? Either you could call in or I ask him about it. But as far as I know of, I can't tell you nothing until, you know, he come on. So I know they listening because the lines is lit up. I know they listening. So as you just heard, it's free.
Free all night. 9 to 3. Free all night.
Wow.
So don't dig in your pocket. The only thing you're going to dig in your pocket for is your ID.
Uh-huh, and those drinks.
That's it. That's all you got to dig in. Anything else, you come in, music free, you just got to buy your drinks. It's a cash bar. There's no admission at the door. If somebody at the door tell you the price, they're lying to you. It's free.
So
all night long.
Let me ask you, Swag. Let's say this music thing start going like the promotional thing, all right? And let's say you had to choose. Which one would you prefer to be doing, you know, and why?
Oh, man, that's that right there. You know, me personally, I can walk and chew bubble gum. I can multitask.
So,
I ain't giving up none. If I'm having fun with both, well, why should I give it up?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? The music jump off, boom. I mean, you know, hey, more power to it. But this right here, you know, my promotion, that's what I do. I mean, it's like the same feel because I'm taking a group You bring it from somewhere to somewhere.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So just like promotion. Like I said before, just because you get a flyer don't mean you're going to have a good event.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You're definitely
so,
right.
That's how that goes.
But see, you know, with that music, you also got the tours you got to go through, you understand? And you got to set up the events for that party, and then you still got the
right.
promotional. You really, you're really going to be like, you know, like... Like, wow. So you really trying to take
so
it all
that
angles,
is whatever
which is
city
thing.
I'm in, whatever
mm-hmm.
city I'm in, that's where I'm going to do my event at.
Oh, all right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can have a concert and have an after party.
I feel you. I definitely feel you. So you got it all mapped out already?
Yeah, I got it mapped out. I don't never go into nothing blindfolded. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see the light at the tunnel before I even open the door. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a foundation and a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Now
so that's how that's going.
I feel you. Now I remember you telling me something about the Harlem Rat Pack before.
Oh yeah, the Harlem Rat Pack. That's me, my man Boogie Black, and Lil Priest. You know Boogie. He's a host, rapper, entertainer. I'm a promoter. Piff is a producer. He do tracks and all that. So, you know, we hang out. We go to different spots. We promote ourselves. I promote my events, brief shows. You know, he do his shows, whatever the case may be. And one night we just was out, and we was like, yo, that movie The Rat Pack with Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr., blah, blah, blah. We was like, yeah. We was like, let's do the Harlem Rat Pack. So we was just joking with it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I started posting up on Facebook, and Boogie posted up, Piff posted up. So now everybody see it, they be like, oh, shit, that's the Hall of Rat Pack. So we just let it flow.
Oh, so mainly, what does it consist of, the Harlem Rat Pack? Y'all got plans on doing
three brothers that's chasing a dream.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me get my man, Boogie Black is opening up for New Edition April 21st at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, what? Yeah, I got to give a shout-out to Black. You know, that's my man, you know, from junior high. We did things. I still got love for you, Black. You know that.
Yeah,
that's
Black
my man.
Black. That's my dude. That's my dude right there. You know, Boogie got some songs that ain't even been out yet. So, y'all, this summer here is going to be hot. Boogie coming. He coming strong. I'm telling him right now. So I said it on GQ Palace. Boogie Black this summer on Blaze.
Yeah, he's definitely doing it. Listen, because I know the phone lines, my switchboard operator just told me the phone lines is lit up. So if you want to speak to Swag and you on the air, remember, you have to press 1. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to speak to Swag. Because I was just informed the lines is lit up, Swag. And I know we have a caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, you have my Swag Is Crazy on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Who this?
It's the Kettle. Members from the Kettle.
That's
all that.
Oh, this is a group.
Oh.
That's the Kettle.
All right.
What's good,
what? What's good?
Good shit, man.
You all right?
Yeah, it's the Kettle.
Oh, all right, Kettle. You have the Swag on the
yourself,
air.
The Kettle?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? All right.
Kettle.
Kettle, you can hear us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
introduce
you want to say
yourself.
The Swag?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we could hear you.
Coming
but
in.
You just keep saying the Kettle.
I know. I'm telling them to introduce themselves to the people.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Automatic, the Cannibal, one third of the Kettle.
This is Dynasty, the hottest producer in NYC, second part of the Kettle.
Oh,
and it's
all right.
Third part of the Kettle.
Oh, okay. That's the one that was singing that night, right? The female.
Right.
Y'all doing it big. I must tell y'all, y'all definitely doing it big. And y'all definitely going to go places. Ain't no question about it. You got a strong manager behind you. I can vouch for that. And he's definitely going to take y'all places. Ain't no question about it. Now, since I want to ask them a question. Is that all right, Swag?
Yeah.
I want to know, how did y'all get together as the group?
man, I think it's just God, yo. Like it seems like we're all always in different places, and one day we're all in the same place, and we realize that, yo, we're stronger together, so let's just make it happen.
Okay. Now, how did y'all come up with the name, The Kettle?
Now, it's difficult. It's difficult for me to explain it to you. Now, you heard the music, right?
Uh-huh. That night at the party.
So you think about it, you think about a kettle, you think about, of course, a little teapot, right?
Well, it's a lot of kettles, so we're going to just let you explain it.
My man, I let my man.
But you got the kettle, the teapot. The teapot is the kettle. Go ahead.
Got the teapot. And
yeah.
There's the main three components of the kettle. You need the divider, the water, the image, and you need the pot itself. So the reason it works for us is because Dynasty is the pot. He makes the beats and he mixes all the vocals. So he's pretty much holding everything together. I'm the fire, which keeps the pot whistling. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. Okay.
He is the water, because she's on the flow. Like, her timing is on point.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's what keeps the kettle whistling, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Wow. So y'all just got, I like how you put that in that format. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, let me ask y'all one more question, because I know I'm going to get swag on and everything. But what are y'all inspiration and goals as becoming up-and-coming artists?
Well, I mean, you're just trying to do something different, bring something to the table that hasn't been done already. You know, we each have our own individual personalities,
mm-hmm.
and when we together, we just have our own sound, and that's what we're trying to put out for y'all.
Okay. Now, y'all met together. Who idea was it to form the group?
It was my idea. You know, I pondered for a while, and, you know, I approached the guys about it. I love working with them, and, you know, we get together. Like I said, it's magic. So they was with it, and we've been going at it ever since.
You know, and y'all definitely going to get it, because in the way y'all broke it down, the name, the kettle, I have never heard nobody break a name down to the specific point of like they explained it to a three-year-old the way y'all did. So I know y'all definitely going to go places. Ain't no question about it.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, Swag?
Rich, I'm going to put them on the spot right now, though.
Okay.
Yo. Do y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Let me hear something right now. Let the people hear something.
There you go. And the lines is lit up right now, too. So
yeah, get it. Look. Shorty sexy legs parted in her body like Moses to jump in between. I throw my garden snake right in her roses as she flash. I'm posing in my cash. I throw it just as fast as I can blow it. And don't ask, because you notice. Fall back. Or fall upon me. I'm an oxymoron because I'm balling for free. D.Y. Nasty. And your favorite producer, well, that's me. Stacks in the air when the rain on me. Show hair, I don't care. Put the drinks on me. Fat ass everywhere. Put the thing on me. I'm a free man, girl. Lean on me. Cash in, Kush Freak, green on me. My B.E.D., where we gonna be? Pipe being right, she won't cheat on me. Kung Fu, G.R.I.P. on me. With my third leg knee deep in between your wife, that is where you'll find me. Have her dripping juice like a jerry curl in the early 90s. Auto, give it to me.
Okay. Kiki, where Kiki at?
I'm here.
So, Kiki.
Hi.
Make it happen, Kiki.
I'm too fly, so fly. Go on ahead, get by. Looking at my face and in my eyes. Trying to figure out how I get mine. But you can't take all I shine. But out of sight, out of mind. See me and don't see me. I don't really care, I'm in my prime. And it's a white night. Heaven, no luck, no number 7. God bless my haters, reverend. Gold hearts, less like 7-Eleven. Gold trips for my money on my lever. Cut haters off, leaving them severed. I'm feeling the amount of money being measured. All of my money, long term, my pleasure. I'm fly, careless, whatever. Storm on whoever, really hating on my weather. I make it rain, get your umbrella. It's the cheddar that got you wishing I couldn't do no better.
Damn.
I'm just trying to be king like I'm Coretta.
What?
Wow.
Okay, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, hold on. Where is my pain in the ass? This dude is my pain in the ass of the group, though.
Wow.
This is my pain in the ass right here, Rich.
All right.
There you go. It's automatic.
Automatic. Show what you do, bro.
You think I'm nice now, but I'm in the middle of my prime. I destroy you, I never kill you, but little at a time. Nursery rapper spitting a little riddle in the rhyme. I'm the bomb, a rocket, a homing missile in the mind. Boom. Battling orders like committing suicide. Flip the coin. When did I say that I'm letting you decide? Rappers with ain't had a lyrical skill as cool as mine. Don't want to be stingy, so I just let them use a rhyme. I'm automatic, swimming in the mannequin. Women the color of cinnamon. Get it indefinitely winning. I'm doing them dirty, but only with women who be sinning. Get in and breaking records like Guinness. Don't win it to sin, and I spin the bottles. Models like the twist and the spin it. Don't get funny with the money, I just get in and spin it. I'm sick as a clinic and auto never needed a gimmick. Don't win with the lyrics, just so the other spitters can mimic. Let's get it.
What? Yo, was you breathing? Was you breathing, man? Yo, Swag, you definitely got it going quick, yo. They are sick with it. Y'all are definitely sick with it. Yo, Swag, I need that exclusive, man, when you're ready.
I got you.
I definitely need that exclusive.
They work hard. I got to say that about the mixing card. And they do everything themselves. You know, I'm proud of them. And, you know, I can see them going some places.
And their collaboration that they got is sick.
Yeah. It is sick.
Now, Swag, let me ask you. Do you plan on getting involved with any more groups, or you just focus on this one right here?
I'm focused on them right now. That's my main project right there. I ain't doing no more groups. You know, me being the person I am, if I tell you I'm going to work with you, I'm going to work with you. I ain't going to sign or get on with nobody else. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to focus on them.
Because you got the whole package right there.
First of all, that's just one third. It's about 7 or 8 more of them?
Nah, it's much more than that.
It's much more than that. But that's just the kettle. The Empire is a whole music group.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Them three right there is called the Kettle, which they are part of the Empire. The Empire is a whole music group. Rappers, singers, producers. They do it all. So right now I'm focused on the Kettle, and then everything else is going to fall into place.
I feel you. Well, I think we got somebody that want to go on the line and speak to you and the Kettle.
Okay.
All right. Hello. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Ask a question. Let's go. You have Swagger and the Kettle on the line.
Hello?
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 Yes, you're on the air.
My Swagger.
What's up?
Hey, baby.
Hey, who is I speaking to?
My Swagger.
Listen, all right, come on with it.
I just want to speak about Swagger.
All right.
What's up,
Steve? Hey, baby, how are you? I enjoyed the party. The party
you
was
did?
Very nice. Yes, I did. And the group that you got now, oh, my God, I can't wait.
Okay.
Because I know you're going to go in. Yeah, and I know they're going in.
Yeah.
So that, I just want to holler at you, baby.
Okay, baby.
All right.
We have another call on the line for y'all. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You have Swag and the Kettle on the line.
Yeah, Swag is Swag. I mean, yo, you got that name. Like, for that name, just fits who you are. There's a lot of swag in your lyrics. I want to know, I just heard the acapella. I mean, like Rich saying, the breathe. So, I mean, your swag is so crazy. I bet you can do that underwater. Like, that's just how crazy it is. For real.
Yeah.
Shit, underwater.
When you open up your school of swag, I want to be the first member. When you open up that school of swag, I'm enrolling immediately. That's how crazy that swag is.
Okay, bro. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, man. Not a problem.
Now, Swag, I want to ask them one more question, all right?
Okay.
Because, I know, we run out of time. We got Papa Wu coming on next. Where do you see y'all music going, let's say about 3 or 4 years from now? I'm not even going to say 5, because everybody always say 5. Let's say 3 or 4 years from now.
Well,
I want them to go is I want them to go worldwide, overseas, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm pushing for. And what I see in them, I can see them doing it. Because I listen to the music that's out here today. Half of the shit don't make no sense to me. I don't understand what the fuck they talking about.
I feel you.
For real.
I definitely
like,
feel
I
you on that.
And I hear them rap or whatever, and we sit down, we talk, they have that look in their eyes like, yo, we want this.
Mm.
You know, some people get it, they get lazy, and you don't hear no more about them. But I can see them going a real long ways with it, for real. That's real talk.
I feel you. Well, Swag, this is what I want you to do. I want you to give all of them your information. I want your team to give their information if you want them to, and give all your shout-outs. I'm going to lay back right now and let you do all that.
Well, you know me. I'm on Facebook. My Swag is crazy. No Sean, no Grind, F-O-H. There, y'all. Tell them your info.
Yo, holla at your boy, Dynasty, the producer. How does producer NYC, how I make next 5 years? Look, the Twitter's at Who But Dynasty. WHOBUTDYNASTY. That's the Twitter.
Hi, this is Kiki. My Twitter is at Kelia B. That's at KHELIA_B. Alright?
This is Automatic. My Twitter is at Automatic_Hot16.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, is there any shout outs y'all want to give and all that?
Shout out to Swagger, number one.
Shout out to Swagger, we in the building. Shout out to the Empire. I know they're doing their thing, they're doing their college stuff right now, so.
I
want to
shout out, GQ Palace. I want to shout out the Empire. I want to shout out the Kettle. And we're working on a showcase. Look forward to coming real soon.
No doubt. We definitely going to.
Right now, the showcase is going to be mean.
And you know what? After hearing them, I don't doubt it.
It's going to be some. Y'all going to be like, damn, this was the car. It's a fucking showcase.
I don't doubt it at all. Your Swag, I'm looking for that exclusive. You know, you're welcome, and your team is welcome back anytime. Feel me?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send them. I'm going to send them to the show, but they're going on there by themselves. They're going to do what they do. They're going to
oh, all right.
Face.
No doubt. No
so
doubt.
So I'll be hitting you up soon to set up a date for the Empire and the Kettle to come on the show, and they'll have some music, you know what I'm saying, in the future for y'all, and we take it from there.
And even if you were, you know, Boogie Black and I want to come on at, with the Harlem Rap Pack, you know, it's all love. That whole thing.
Yes, sir.
All right, Swag.
All right.
Kettle, good looking, yo. I'm looking forward to hearing y'all, seeing y'all in the whole nine.
Definitely.
Good luck.
Thanks.
No
thanks
doubt.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Dons and Divas. Coming up next for the last part of the GQ Palace segment. We have Papa Wu is in the building, father and leader of the Wu-Tang Clan. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
These things just took over me. Just took over my whole body. So I can't even see no more. I'm calling my black woman a bitch. I'm calling my people all kinds of things that they not. I'm lost, brother. Can you help me? Can you help me, brother? Please.
You see what we did? We lost the love. I'm talking about the love. The love of your mother. Hey, brother, my brother, check this out. I still don't understand, man. I'm all high for this shit, man.
Wait a
minute. Well, what I'm trying to say, my brother, why do we kill each other? Look at our children. brothers and sisters.
The revolution, the revolution.
It's time to rise.
Will be
our place.
Televised,
so we can inherit the universe. The planet Earth belongs to God.
This is 1999.
Every square inch of it that he chose for himself is the best part. Behind every strong woman, you'll find a strong man. And by every strong man, you'll find a strong woman. The universe is not completed without the sun, moon, and stars. That's man, woman, and child. So all you fake-ass niggas think you're going to survive out here without your black woman, you're wrong. They have attraction powers on the planet. Black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization and god of the universe. The population was 17 million, with the 2 million Indians, making a total of 19 million, 4 billion, 400 million, all over the planet Earth. Arise, you dogs! It's a time for the revolutionary war. That's the mental war. That's the battle between God and devil. Take the devil off your plane. Take him off your mental mentality. Take him off your brain. Leave all the cigarettes, the guns, the alcohol, and everything. That's the mental devil that exists within your body. It's destroying and decaying your mind. The mind controls the body. Everything within must come out. Don't look towards the sky, cause there's no heaven above. Don't look down beneath your feet, there's no hell below. But heaven and hell are just within. Heaven is what you make it, and hell is what you go through. From trees. I hardly can believe that unless I'm dumb, deaf, and blind.
Save the children.
You ever heard about the ape man?
Wanna be free.
And the ape woman?
Hey. Want to be free.
You have a mankind that has a beginning to him. And his ending is about to come. Physical eyes. They're also known as blood suckers of the poor. And then you got the 5%,
who are the poor righteous children who do not believe in the teachings of the 10%, who is all wise and know who the true and living God, and teach that the true and living God is the supreme being, black man from Asia, otherwise known as civilized people, also Muslims and Muslim sons. Peace be out.
I have given it much thought. It seems disaster must come. At best, only postponed. Shaolin Kung Fu, to survive, must now be taught to more young men. We must expand, get more pupils, so that the knowledge will spread.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. And with me right now, I have the one and only Papa Wu. Papa Wu, welcome to the show.
Papa Wu, you know how my brother always say, tell him Papa Wu, his show ain't Papa Smurf. You know what I'm saying? Papa Wu, a.k.a. Freedom of Law, the truth, analyzing and execution here, y'all, man. What's going down?
What it do, Papa Wu? I'll tell you, it's an honor. I mean, really an honor to have you on this show. And I really mean
yeah,
that. And I really
want to appreciate it too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I want to thank you the time out for coming on the show, because I know you're like a real busy man. You got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, well, that's how you got to take care of everything, man. You got to stay busy, man. You got to stay on your grind, man, because that's a law of nature, man. If a man don't stay on his grind, he ain't going to be able to stand up tall, man, for real.
And I definitely agree with you on that. Now, let's start with your name, Papa Wu. How did you come up with your name?
Wu, yeah, that's deep, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like you know, when I was working for Transit, man, and I was a hearing officer, you know, when people sneak on the train, and I'd give them hearing. You came there. They called me Mr. Allah on the job. You know what I'm saying? And I give you a hearing to get you, you know, your tickets took down, you know, so, you know, you can get your life on. And I went with them. We was in the car, and we was riding. So we did a couple of shows, and I noticed they got on stage. I don't know if between Dirty or Meth. I know it was one of them got out there, and I heard the mic. They said, man, the only father we got is Papa Wu. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Because Dirty used to always say that, too. Oh, when he get mad with me, you know, when I'm getting on him, you know what I'm saying? All right, Papa Wu, you think everybody's father, all right. And that's why, you know, on this record, he said, tell him Papa Wu is showing Papa Smurf. But it just was like that because I was always like that to them anyway, you know what I'm saying, before this Wu-Tang even came. You know, I was like, you know, when we was in Staten Island, you know, I lived 240 Park Hill, you know what I'm saying? You know, and Deck lived 180. You know, we all lived up that strip in Park Hill, you know what I'm saying? But I was a real OG back then. They was little kids, and, you know, I was running with gangsters coming back and forth to Brooklyn, man, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's all good, though. But that's how that came, you know, by the being this father figure to that man for so many years, you know. So when the Wu came, we came with that style. And Wu-Tang, the only one could tell him what to do is Papa Wu. I was the Papa to the Wu.
Oh, I feel you. So that's how you became, like, the mentor to the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because I blessed them with knowledge of themselves. I gave them a foundation where they could knowledge things and see things for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that's giving a man the light. He gives them knowledge. I enlighten their mind so they can always see things ahead of time.
Now, how did y'all come up with the name the Wu-Tang Clan? Was it something y'all all got together to do, or was it something that just one person?
No, RZA mind is crazy. He's very a witty type person. RZA's a real witty type person, man. You know what I'm saying? And his way, his mind is like, I know when he was young, man, I keep telling everybody his mind, I always knew it was going to be something about him because his way his mind clicked. Back in the days, man, they had these little black tape recorders that everybody used to get for Christmas, these little tiny microphones. Mm-hmm. And he used to take that, and he used to take 45 records, and he used to just mix stuff up and just, you know what I'm saying? Ever since that, so, you know, his mind works that way. So when after he's watching these karate movies, and he kept watching these karate movies and stuff like that, you know? All right. And he heard the sound. He said, wow, you heard that sound? Whoop! And he always used to do that. You remember when they had these hula hoops? So we used to break them up and we used to play this game. And when you swing, you hear the sound. But if you hear the sound of a sword swinging, it got that real woo sound. It says whoop. It's got that sound like you taking somebody's head.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay. So that's definitely how y'all got with the name. So now, okay.
But what the name really stood for was woo was the word. You know what I'm saying? That's the sound. The word with the sound of the sword. And when we make that sound, you know, that's why they say the bees swarm. If you hear that woo sound, you better look out, brother, because they coming. I'm telling you, a swarm is coming, and I seen it, man. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere we go, if you hear that woo, so that's the sound. That was the sound. That was the word, and that was the swordsman style. The tang with the slang that we spoke. We had a certain type of language that we speak that you don't even know what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because Ray Carl, you know, the chef, you know how he gets in the kitchen and start cooking up stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and he don't
exactly.
Chef that up. But he don't chef their own slang for us. We had our own Wu-Tang slang. You know what I'm saying? and the clan was the family, and the families was like, we had 1,000 Wu-Tang members all over everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So that the clan came to be the family. But everywhere we go, we had Wu-Tang soldiers. That's why I say Wu-Tang come to the soldiers with 100 deep. I've never seen a show we didn't move in there with 75 to 100 people deep, every Wu-Tang show. We roll like that.
You know, you
like
Wu-Tang.
An army. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, that's where they have the killer bees, right?
Right, that's where it comes from, the swordsman style, to protect your neck, you know what I mean? You got to protect your neck at all times. So when you deliver in this lyrics, man, and you in the rap game like that, you know, all these others was coming as gangster rappers. But RZA came with the idea, I could slay him with a sword. You know what I'm saying? Because your tongue is like a double-edged sword. Your tongue got the power to give you life, and your tongue got the power to take your life if you say the wrong thing out your mouth. So your tongue is like a sword. You know what I'm saying? So when you get to spit these lyrics, man, it's got to be sharp. Both of the edges got to be sharp. That's why you see our sword, the W look like the two heads, and then it look like the eagle in the middle. You know what I'm saying? That's a two-sided sword. You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, and that's how the W became, the head of the sword. That was the W. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Okay, now I see. Now I see the whole ensemble.
And then
why
the signs of it, that everybody took that W and, like, Meth, he turned it upside down. You know what I'm saying? Raekwon turned it away. Everybody had a way that it was some signs that it was meant. Like, we it's like the saga is there. It actually, what we went through is actually being lived out. You know, it went through that karate and them Chinese people together. We actually lived this, that swordsman style, through the things we deal with in the streets every day. And a man must protect his neck. You understand?
I feel you. Now, you was also on a couple of the tracks, North Star, Black Justice, Blessing, The Wu Revolution, we just heard, and a couple of more. Explain that to us.
Only built for Cuba Link 1, only built for Cuba Link 2. You know, I was on Master Killer's album, Capadonna's albums. You know, mostly everybody in the clan, I was on the album. You know, because what they used to do, how it used to happen, was like, Most of the story of Wu-Tang, if you listen to it good, it's just the shit that I went through growing up. Because they looked up to me. I was like this guy, you know, because I was a rough dude. Streets were freedom of law, you know what I'm saying? I was a real gangster, man. I ain't going to lie to you, brother. Back in my days, man, I was wild, you know. Mm-hmm. But I had knowledge of myself. I wasn't a savage.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
So it made them young ones that's coming, they looked up to me. Like, that's OG right there, man. And he's nothing to play with like that. You know what I'm saying? So they more had to respect me. I was easy for me to discipline them in certain ways because I had to make them discipline to certain things, man, that's going to happen in this world and in the streets. And I stayed on them like that, you know, just as them being little shorties on the block. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, like you said, you was like in the gangster thing when you was growing up. What made you decide to get into the music?
Well, you know, music is my background. That's my family. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, you know, in the early 70s, I used to live up in Bordentown, New Jersey. That's out from Trenton. I went to Trenton High. I went to Bordentown Region. And I don't know if you remember Blue Magic back in the days. Their band was called Black Troop. And we used to play like that. I used to play saxophone at first. You know, I played bass. I played a keyboard. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I used to play a sax back then, and I used to always play in bands, and we used to play at the schools, the high schools, and stuff like that. So music always been in our family. And, you know, we come from one of them church families to where our grandmother was so much overprotective of us to we on Sundays. My aunts and uncle, because all of them could sing. That's Uncle Pete. That's my mother's baby brother, the one that's on Wu Revolution with me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's my mother's baby brother. You know what I'm saying? So, and we sit down on Sundays after we get out of church, and everybody start rocking the fucking house. We ain't have no little rooms in the house. You know what I'm saying? Every room in the house had beds. I can go back when we lived it like that. Every room in the house had beds, and we had one piano in one big room. And we used to rock it on Sundays. And then we had a big dining room downstairs. My grandmother just cooked a whole bunch of stuff. And we had the backyard. That's as far as we can go, to the backyard. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
so that musical thing was in our family, you know? We all musical inclined.
Yeah,
you know?
So everything, exactly. Everybody was music inclined.
Yeah.
Did you actually think you would be this big in the music business when you first got into the music industry?
So son, what you just said, I still don't believe it. We in it at right now. I'm waiting to wake up off of this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because real talk, where we came from, and to other people, when they look at it as big to us, it still seems normal to us. Because it's natural. It just seemed normal to us, but this is bigger than what it is. I've seen things that nobody can imagine. I've been around the world 3 times. I went back to Africa, all that, and I've seen things that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we've been to Buckman Palace. I mean, I've seen things that nobody that come from where I came from could ever get a lifetime chance to see or go and do, especially when I went back to Africa. I went to host the African Music Award. They had me come. They flew me out there, and it was deep. That was a deep experience for me,
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
African Music War and going around the world 3 times.
Yeah, me and Bob Marley's wife, and we rode all the way there and back, and we, we kicked it, and her mind is deep. And me and her both started crying on stage, because they was interpreting what I was saying. They was listening to me interpreting it in African. Everybody started jumping up and clapping because I was telling them how they was brought over here, and I was just dropping being me, dropping signs and the knowledge, Because that's another thing about Wu-Tang, that's what we do. We scientists anyway. Especially when it comes to words.
Now, how long have you actually been in the music business?
Well, since I was like in the first grade, I played flute, then I played clarinet. I played the clarinet from first grade to like the fifth grade. Then I went into the trombone and stuff like that. I went to sax and we had music class. Then I played for the school band. It's just always, since I was little. We was all in the backyard beating on some kind of drums because, we them Shinnecock Indians. That's what Dirty to keep telling anybody. We Shinnecock Indians. My grandfather's name is Chief Wojo Cuffy. If you go on the Psychopedia and you go anywhere, go on YouTube and just type in Wojo Cuffy. You know what I'm saying? And he's an Indian. He was a Shinnecock chief. He's the one that they said that he sold Manhattan for a string of beads in 26. That was my great-great-grandfather, Chief Wojo Cuffy. Yeah, we Shinnecock Indians down there in Manhattan with the big bull in the street. You know what I'm saying? All that around there, that was ours. And then they built a wall up there to keep us on one side. That's where the Wall Street came in. And they started just taking the land over. So they just ran us out and Long Island and put us on powwows out there. That's because that's where mainly my family come from, out in Long Island. Then we all went out to Staten Island. We came off the reservation. We all used to live on reservations and shit out there.
Wow. We actually have some callers on the line for you, Papa Wu.
Yeah.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
Papa
Wu on the line.
Papa Wu, peace to the gods. How you doing,
brother? Yeah, peace, God. How you doing, brother? Peace.
I'm doing well, man. Listen there, brother. I want to say, man, I come from your era. You're a little older than me, probably much older than me. You know what I mean? I respect your work. And I hear you, man, what you say, like, you just can't wake up off of this. Man, that's really deep, man. I mean, I'm sure
really
you didn't wake up one
too,
day
man.
And didn't even think that you're going to be where you are today. You know what I mean?
So and that's deep, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it didn't set in like that yet.
But I want to ask you, though, really, like, all right, I listened to you how you got this thing started, but I want to know who was the first member besides you of Green Brother Knowledge yourself, the first member of the Wu-Tang Clan. And,
What you say? Who was the first member?
Yeah, the first member.
It started with GZA and RZA, and Dirty was a human beatbox.
Oh,
at first, that's how the whole thing started. Yeah, with Tommy Boy, when they had the record deal with Tommy Boy, it was GZA and RZA, and Dirty was a human beatbox.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
It was them three. And then when everybody moved to Staten Island, that's when the rest of the brothers came. RZA came up with this idea because when we got out there, it was always this little battle thing because they were selling weed and all the kind of stuff, and we had fights with the drugs going on in Stapleton Projects and Park Hill ain't like Stapleton, and these niggas used to battle. Ghost and Raekwon used to be battling back in the days, real wars, gun battles and all kinds, shoot up each other's houses and all kinds of shit, the real talk. And, RZA was playing the music because they had to cross the street called Tardy Street. To go to any fight, you got to cross Tardy Street. And RZA had the music pump, and he just lure them in. That was the Pied Piper. That's why they called him the Habit. He just lured them all into the basement. Look, man, check this out. Get on this. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's how we came together. It's like he brought us all together. That's why they say it's a habit. But I'm the first one in the family who got knowledge of themselves because I'm way older than them. They was out, I gave them knowledge, all of them. I like them that way,
And then we keep spreading the line, keep spreading the knowledge, brother. You know what I mean?
That's all I know how to do. That's all I was born to do, brother.
You know what I mean? From what I know, man, knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. You know what I mean? You must know yourself first.
That's right, before you can know any other.
you know,
or anything. You know
who you
mean? And what we need right now, we need you, brothers like you, man. You know what I mean? To spread that knowledge to our youth. Because I'm sure you heard about Brother Trayvon, you know what I mean? And this is something that's been going on for a very long time. But it's not about him. It's about the knowledge that knowledge that you possess. And, you
that's
know,
right.
Man, get it out there, brother. We need strong black men like you to get it out there.
I appreciate that, brother. And I'm going to keep on doing it, man. To my heart, I ain't got no more breath in it. I'm a warrior, God. That's all I know how to do is war. I go to war, God. You understand?
Right.
There's a battle out here between God and devil, man. God's going to get the right doers, and the devil going to get the wrong doers, man. I can't save the world, but, man, I'm going to save who I got to save, man.
For real. For those who don't know what that word war means, because somebody's hearing you right now, we talking about war. We talking about war, man. On the mind, man. On ignorance. Of our brother's mind. We're not talking about that physical war. If it has to
no,
it
ain't
out.
No physical war. It's a mental war between God and devil. That's why I said that. Each man now is battling his own demons. That's what it is.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what brings chaos into the world, because each man is fighting their own demon. And sometimes your demons can come from within to without, because they come through your seed. And you won't see what it is till you look at your own baby and say, damn, this little demon, and where did it come from? It came from you. So most men now today, that's why so much static is in the universe, because they're fighting their own demons now.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on, brother.
All right, thanks a lot, brother.
All right.
We have another call on the line for you, Papa Wu. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have Papa Wu on there?
Hi, Papa.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, sweetheart? How you going down? What's going down, baby?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm all right, yourself. What's going down?
Just listening to, you know, your history, background. You went through a lot, but, you know, I see you're a strong black man, and to get where you are now. You know, I want to just put hands down that, you know, you still carrying on a legacy, you know, and you still making things happen.
Yeah. That's what I try to tell a lot of the young, that, you know, that sometimes it hurts me when it brings a tear in my eye, because they know the struggle that our people went through, man, through slavery and all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, what they say what Hitler did to the Jews, you couldn't put it in comparison to what the black people went through slavery. You know?
Exactly.
And these people didn't die and go through all this for you to sit in the street today in 2012, you're shooting each other, all the stupid
things,
madness.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? When is you going to wake up?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got a big point
But
there.
You know who is destroying? It's destroying our youth. And that's the only way you can kill a nation of people off.
Exactly.
They couldn't do it 3,000 years ago. They couldn't kill us all. And you're going to wait to 2012 and they could kill us off just like that?
Where I live, you know, these young people kill me with this bullshit with I'm a blood, I'm a Crip. You don't even know what the damn gang is, you know? Go out in Cali or somewhere like that and be in a real gang. And I'm
but you know what it is?
Teenagers.
I bring that on a lot, because you got a lot of older brothers who went through that world afraid to go back into that world. See, that's me. I control all that here in New York City. Everybody, they call me 50-50 love. I control it. Them boys, I control them, but they love me to death, because I'm not afraid to go in their projects and tell them what it is and how it is, man. You understand? Because if you're going to bang, you're going to bang with intelligence. Don't bang stupid. Don't be in a gang because you can't, because stupidness. You have a reason and a cause for it. What is your reason? What is your motive? What are you doing?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know you can't even get your education for out here being in the streets thinking that you're a banger.
Yeah, and you tagging yourself over a rag that you know the history of them red rags and all that. Come on, you tagging that? That's the Civil War. You understand the red coats against the blue coats? Come on, stop it, man. You following the same history of America that these people gave you, man. It's like you fighting over something that don't even belong to you. I ain't seen none of y'all pick up the red, black, and green flag and say, man, let's go to war.
and
you know what I mean?
You
fight over a red flag and a blue rag.
The first thing they want to holler is the white man this and the white man that. It's not the white man. You're doing it to yourself.
That's
The white man letting you be a fool, then therefore they'd be like, well, that's one less black man that we got to kill.
Well, yeah, nobody can make you do anything. I don't care if you're a little kid.
Thank you.
Nobody can make you do it to you. You do that to yourself. And
you're
most times you do that to yourself because it's a tribe and tribulation. I never say it's wrong towards anybody, whether you're young or older, it's a tribe and tribulation that you have to go through. And sometimes it takes that wrong to make you see what right is. See, people got to face their own. Every person, man, woman, and child, got to face their own demons inside, whatever it is. When they say that's so true that everybody got a skeleton in the closet somewhere, it's a skeleton born exactly when you were born. And that's the inside of you that you don't see.
because you're busy looking in the mirror trying to dress yourself outside instead of trying to clean yourself up on the inside. Because the shit inside you, boy, if it come out, boy, you might fall out and go stop dead. You know, you know what I mean?
Well, I have one more question. It's kind of personal, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are you married?
No. Nah.
What?
I'm 55 years old, too.
And, baby, I just turned 51. What's up?
My birthday is May 14th. I'm a Taurus.
Mine was just March 20th. What's up?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
trying
right
to
now.
Get a date?
Yeah.
I got, this is DQ Palace, not the Dayton Palace.
Well, I'm going to make it to Dayton Palace tonight, but I'm going to look for you on Facebook.
Yeah, do that. Just go to Pop Wool. You can Google me, man, World Star Hip Hop me. Do what you
and
like,
baby.
You'll
Google
get
you
me.
Too, baby.
You'll
I'm going to Google
live in
you,
person,
too.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to Google you, and you're going to know who you was talking to.
Yeah, all right, then. Hit me on Facebook. Just type in Papa Wu. That's all you got to do.
Hey,
type
keep
in Papa
up the positiveness, Papa.
That's
all
I know how to do.
You got it going on, and always keep God first, which I know you do that, too. And you're going to keep striving to the top, hands down.
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? All right. I'm going to say peace and love, sis, all right?
All right. We have another caller for you, Papa Wu. Caller, are you there?
The caller is here.
All right, you have Papa Wu on the air.
Hey,
yeah,
Papa Wu, how are you?
What's up, man?
Oh, as a matter of fact, let me just say this because you and I have a little bit of history. You may not remember me. You were in Marcy Projects back in 1979, and the Wu-Tang Clan wasn't, fully in place at the time. But you
right. We didn't come out to 92.
Right. You were dropping some knowledge on the nation, and these guys were not trying to hear you. And I was like, explain to me the difference between God and Mother Earth. And you were the one who brought it full circle for me when I was like, I was like 20 at the time. I was like, wow, okay, that makes a lot of sense. I just recently saw the documentary on Old Dirty Bastard and your family's history with the Indians. I thought that was such an interesting thing. How does it feel to have that type of legacy?
Like I said, it's deep because, but one thing, my grandfather kept it in us. He kept it. Like every Sunday, my grandmother known it, and we used to have to go out to the powwows. They'd paint our face. We'd be in the backyard, everybody paint up. They'd paint our faces up. People don't know this side. This is the world that me and Dirty came from, some little. We used to have to stay on the powwows, on the reservations and stuff like that. We learned that. And not only that, my grandmother's father, he come from down south. He came up here in 1907, I think. And when he got here, he used to drive a horse and buggy. But his name is Reverend Milliton, and he's the one that started the First Baptist Church here.
Oh, that's right.
Reverend Milliton. Yeah, Reverend Milliton, the one that started. So I got history on both sides of my family. We are historic people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For real. African slave came over here and married an Indian girl. That's Native American.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So it's deep.
Mm-hmm. Because I was wondering. I was like, I'd love to sit down to talk with like somebody in your family just to find out like from all history that you guys have encountered from throughout the years, like. How does that meld with your view of the world today?
Well, if I didn't go and seen it for myself, then I couldn't tell you best. You know what I'm saying? But I went around the world three times, and I seen people. And everywhere I went, I seen people like me. And I learned from all that we all God's children, whether you black, brown, yellow, white, half with no red. It ain't up to a man to judge and do nothing because you can't undo what God has done. You understand? Because anybody who try to put themselves in a person position like that, you force to your people anyway. You understand? But I know in the world, I know we all the children of the Most Highest. And like I said, I don't care if you black, because the nature of a man anyway is to be God. Whether he's black, brown, yellow, white, half and red, that's the nature of a man. To be that, whether he want to be or not. You understand? But people don't understand. These things come out of people through their characteristics. Through your character will bring out the whole reality about you or where you come from. Because if you don't know where you come from, you ain't going to never make it where you're going. You understand? Because you're very confused. You understand? So you got to find yourself. You got to find yourself through you. All right?
What are you doing these days? Are you guys preparing anything new for us to?
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming. We got a lot of good stuff coming. We're taking one day at a time because we, like I said, no, the world would never get tired of Wu-Tang because the saga didn't stop. See, that we in just a stage. You know what? We did sagas, like, where it's no ending to these stories. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be a story to Wu. You know what I'm saying? Because we still here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just one of our legs was broke off when we lost Dirty. I look at Dirty as being a leg, man. And one of his legs, they just broke one. So, we know, we got a crutch, you know what I'm saying? Because we got his son, because his son is just like you. And when you go online, just go on Facebook and hit Young ODB, YDB. That's
okay.
Young Old Dirty. Oh, yeah, okay. And hit him in Y. And you look at him, and you're going to say Dirty came back. He told us he ain't going away. He just said it was time for a new Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because the government is after me. You know what I'm saying? So it's time for new Dirty. But if you see his son on stage, you're going to think Dirty, that's Dirty.
Well, I think Dirty lives through the spirit of his son because I was watching the DVD because I actually own the DVD of the documentary, and I was like looking at your family structure, and I was really taken when he came out of the hospital. I was like, wow, you know, he said it for years that, you know, this is a government that don't want us to speak the truth. And man, did he not lie about that?
Because if you give,
man,
American Indians money, because we ain't stupid no more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you give us money, we get wiser, and there's things that we can do. Because a lot of Manhattan still belongs to us because the charter was never closed. We just don't know how to go back and get it. And with the type of money that Dirty was making, they knew they had to stop us. That's why they lied on us and said that we was trafficking guns. They'll try anything to bring you down. First, they loved the Wu-Tang. Staten Island was named after us, Shaolin. The police had that on their police card because of Wu-Tang Clan.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That's
Shaolin. They call themselves Shaolin Finest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So everything is real. And then all of a sudden you get so big, and now you're teaching the world the truth, to the young truth. And you know what I'm saying? And you're teaching them. Now that we got to stop these guys. You know what I'm saying? We got the world. Because we got the world talking about Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. And we seen these guys in action. It's a force, and it's thousands of them. You hear that Wu sound, they come out the woodworks. I'm telling you, brother. I seen it.
Wow.
The power that RZA had when we built this. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
How do you feel about these incidents that's going on down in Florida right now? What's your take on that? With Trayvon Martin? How do you feel about that?
Man, the world I come from, I don't get that. I'm going through hell, right? I already was in it. So when things happen with other people in this journey, I can't focus on that because I have a clear F of righteousness. Allah sent me in a direction to, he said, don't turn around, like Locke told his wife. Don't turn around or you're going to be turned into a pull of sorts. So I don't have the time to look at things like that because I'm in a righteous path. I'm in a righteous state of mind, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for all the music that you have brought to the world. And I want to thank you for being a true musician because I, too, played the clarinet up until the fifth grade before I switched over to the piano.
All right, then, yeah.
I mean, because they started out on the startup group, man. But
yeah, all right, then.
I had to play clarinet, man, but then I had to go, when I first heard what a piano can do, brother, I had to call it a day. But you know what? I love the flute. I have a saxophone, but I don't play it because I really suck at it. But the piano is like one of the most incredible instruments. And I want to thank you for being a true musician, man.
Yeah, I
thank you,
man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. What'd you say?
Yeah, I wanted to thank you also and let the family know that, you know, they're loved because through that documentary, man, I really got to know you guys really well. I said, wow.
All right, brother.
Man.
You got my blessing, man. You got my blessing, brother.
The projects and just sit and talk with you guys, man, just so I can learn because I'm a student of life.
Yeah.
I like learning.
I appreciate that.
You guys are deep, man. I would love to sit with you guys one day and just powwow, you know, if I can use that term.
I ain't heard that in a long time. Let's sit down because that's what we always say. Right before we go on stage and when we come back, let's have our powwow. Yep.
Word.
All right,
man. Have a good one and be safe out there, man, because you know the talk is on all of our backs.
Yeah, you know. All right, brother. Peace and love, man.
Peace and love.
All right. Okay, I have another caller for you, but I want to ask you, Papa Wu, how do you feel about the music that's out now? Do you feel it's improved, or do you feel some artists can deliver a better
message?
Well,
it's not music now because, you know, this whole thing changed into something that's different. People are actually partying now, you know what I'm saying? So you don't have to have no lyrics to party. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to know what you're saying if you got a strong beat. You got a beat to make somebody want to shake their ass, man. Come on, you don't need no lyrics because they're not even going to listen to the lyrics anyway.
Exactly.
Because they shaking their ass. You know what I'm saying? So I call this music today is this shaking ass music. That's all. They'll get over it. It's going to die down. And some real shit going to come back. You know, let them shake their ass for a while because you can't have your cake and eat it too. All right, we can't because we too strong. People are partying now. They're in this partying state now, jury, flashing, and all this kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Cars and boats and all this shit that they rent, you know, faking the people out. You know what I'm saying? Let them do that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the way you see all the years of what we went through. This is how his mind developed. You know what I'm saying? And all the money you got, y'all still want to be stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let them do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what the world they're in now. That's why when Moses came back from the mountains with the Ten Commandments, he had to break them. Because when he came back, he seen them how filthy they was in all their affairs. So now y'all running around. This is that entertainment shit, man. That's what it do. It turns you into a puppet. Have you dancing around, jumping around, looking stupid. That ain't saving nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's about the dollar right now. You know, they're in control.
And
as long as they can commercialize it, and you can jump around and they pull the strings, then it's fine. You start kicking any kind of knowledge, anything that's just going to make sense to make them see and wake them up, you're done.
Because
that's what sells now.
You know, speaking of dollar, let's talk about your label, the 10th Chamber. How did you go about getting the artists you have now on your label? Did you use go through the same method as you did with Wu-Tang, or was it something totally different?
No, it's just that magnet. We all in the clan, you know, like especially on my family side, we have that magnet attraction power where people cling to you. Through my wisdom, they feel me. These brothers, these young brothers feel me. To a brother came all the way to Brooklyn and he slept in the park and everything. His name was DeLaw. That's the Future Chamber.
Okay.
And he came all the way here from Ohio. And he ain't had no money. He said he stayed on 42nd Street. You know, he slept in the train station and stuff like that. And he found me. He kept texting me on his phone. Like, then he said, can he come see me? He told me what he went through. Like, yo, you know what? It took me to go through to see you. For real. I said, man, that shit's crazy. You know what I mean? So I said, look, man, I got my label right here. So what I'm going to do, you know, I put out one album already, Vision of the Temp Chamber 1. I'm going to put out Vision of the Temp Chamber 2, featuring Future Chamber, featuring your thing. And you go ahead and do you. You know what I'm saying? And that's how all that came about. I gave them the power to just take that and just make music and do what you got to do. You know?
Okay, so what would you say is different from what you did back then with the Wu-Tang to what you're doing now with the new artists you have, considering the whole music?
It's just I deal with the young. My frame of mind is just like into the young. So whatever they do, you know what I'm saying, is different to me, you know, than what was going on back in the days. Because they're doing it because I'm grooming them in a way to do it. That's why my people ain't jumping around talking like what you see out there now. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference because what my team come with because they got knowledge of themselves. That's different. They're not savages. You know what I'm saying? They all that come, they got some type of history of Islam. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I deal with, you know, more than anything. I don't deal with a person just don't have no type of knowledge of themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I can't. You know what I'm saying? Because he will get up there and say anything he want to say, and that shit is embarrassing at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't need nobody to try to embarrass me because I can do that myself.
I feel you. Let's talk about your movie setting because you did some movies. You know, American Gangster with Denzel Washington, Pride and Glory with Colin Farrell. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, and it's strange that you mention that because, you know, that just came about, man, just being at the right place at the right time. You know what I'm saying? And then when they told me to just go ahead and do that for them, to come to their little audition, had all the people there, they just came back and said, yo, we just shutting it down. You got that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, you know, that's basically how that came in with me just doing the rest that I do, you know, to keep myself going in it. That's what I do because I'm SAG now. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the union. I'm SAG. So I just kept pushing it a little more to my level. I'm
going
to keep myself in it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. We have another caller on the line for you, Papa Wu.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Papa Wu on the air?
Hi, Papa Wu. How are you?
All right.
I just have a question for you. With all the knowledge that you have and the experience that you have you ever thought of doing any type of mentoring for the youth?
You want? Say that again.
With all the knowledge that you have, with the experience, have you ever thought of doing any type of mentoring? You know, sharing your wisdom with the youth?
Yeah. And that's what's supposed to be coming into making. you know, I'm taking one thing, I'm trying to do this one thing now, but that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to get me an agent right now and a nice manager that I can go on the road around and speak to the kids and start doing things. So I'm trying to put this in and make it now, but, you know, that's going to cost at first. So I'm trying to get this money and where we can put something together like that right now. And that it's funny that you mentioned it because that's exactly what we're doing. So you have to get me to go around, you know what I'm saying, and get a tour bus and this tour and just go all to the schools, go just go around, you know.
Yeah, because you definitely have, I mean, a lot of knowledge. You know a lot of history. You have a lot of, you know, family members who were here in history, you know, where a lot of people don't have that, where their ancestors were able to share the wisdom upon them, so they're able to actually talk about it. So that's definitely, you know, a benefit, and you'll be very, you know, successful. I mean, you're successful now, but reaching out to the community, just explaining to them, you know, about their history, which, you know, not a lot of people do nowadays. I think that's definitely, you know, a wonderful thing.
I appreciate that because I know it's a blessing too, and I know I'm on the mission of God to do what I have to do because it's funny that that's in the makings now, and we're trying to get this all together with the agents and all that, and you just mentioned it. So I know I'm on the right path.
Yes, you are. All right. Take care.
And you too.
Now, Papa, let me ask you. If you would have to describe Papa Wu to somebody else, how would you describe yourself?
The nicest person in the world, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the beautifulest person in the world. It's just that I'm a type of person, it's where I come from. I'm just family and orientated, like where I'm a tribal person. And I'm a type of person that I love a person even if you hate me. But as long as I keep showing love, I know one day you're going to love me because you can't hate me if I keep loving you because, you know what I'm saying? And I will give my heart. I give everything. It's just I don't want to be cross. And that's the only thing that made me afraid in life because I was never afraid of anything. But what made me afraid is if I get crossed like that because I was so cold-blooded in the mind and mercilessness in the heart. It's just that I hate to have to make my mind up on a person. And then that's when another side of me come out. And that's what I learned how to control by having knowledge of myself. That other side of me, that demon right there, and that's what we was talking about. That's the beast that we lie in is waiting to explode at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
By the blessing of Allah, save me by giving me the proper knowledge where I can overcome these demons. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I describe me as the humblest person in the world. I'm so meek and humble. I'm just a humble person. I'm a lovable person. And plus, I'm a Taurus. That's an earthly sign. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't cross.
Exactly. We have another call on the line for you, Papa Wu. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Papa Wu on the air.
What's up, Papa Wu?
Yeah, peace, man. What's up, brother?
Nothing much. I want to ask you, being a 5%er, do you believe in God or are you more on Allah?
I bear witness that the black man is God. No man submit to anything besides itself, you know what I'm saying? It's a God within a man, because God is not no outside force. God is a force that's resisting a man until he find out who he is. That's when he's going to bring it out. He said, I'm going to make a man in my own image. He said, I'm not going to make a man. You can't define me as being some piece of dirt or something. He didn't make me from no dirt or nothing. He made me in the image of him. And God is my father, and I'm the son, like father, like son, because you can't separate the son from the father. And anybody in this universe try to separate father from the son, it's a hypocrite. You understand?
Okay.
And in Psalms 82, it tells you, you the gods of the most highest. It's saying man is God of the most highest of himself. You God of yourself, of your ability, not Lord of the world. See, it's a different, the definition is being God. What is you God of? See, that's what you got to ask a man. What is you God of? And we God ourself and God our ability. That's what 5% of us, the nature of me is just 5% in my body that's not a savage in the pursuit of happiness that give me the knowledge of myself to say that I'm a God of my own. And the God that I am, when I make my children, I become to be their father and raise them.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to bear with it. Nothing that's mysterious. You know what I'm saying?
Because
it's still said, your life is to love Islam forever. Am I right?
That's right. I still stimulate all life and matter. You know what I'm saying? But you got to love Islam because Islam is a way of life. See, a lot of people think Islam is a religion. You know what I'm saying? But it's a way of life. It's not a culture either. It's a way of life, a way a person lives. That's all.
So Islam is not actually a true culture?
It's not a culture. It's not a religion. It's a way of life. Go look in the dictionary. Get a dictionary. Get to Webster, the white man's dictionary, and look up culture, and it'll tell you a way of life.
Say the white man's dictionary, huh?
Okay.
All right, man. You know, keep up the good work, and, you know.
All right.
Take care.
Peace, brother.
Now, Papa Wu, you also have like a novel coming out, right?
Journey to the Womb. Yeah, Journey to the Womb. Yeah, well, it's just a thought. Like, a lot of people can't go back as far as they can see. You know what I'm saying? Because I always say, how far does Tao travel? Tao travel in dimension as he can see. And that's how far your mind is going to take you, as far as you can see. But I went to the journey of the womb of my mom's, because I can remember back when I was in her womb. And I knew it was going to be hell for me and chaos for me, because I see, when I came out, I knew that's the first time I was going to face the devil, because I was in totally heaven.
Wow.
You understand? And I knew one day, and this is what the book would go into, how what I went through as young, as being in the gangs, one of the notorious gangs that hit Brooklyn, the Tomahawks, and all that, and what I went through, and I lived through all that. You know what I'm saying? And then, and no relief came to my aid until the Son of Man. Somebody told me that you are God. You're more than that, a flesh of a man. But you are God. Mm. And rise and take your place. And I went back to school. I went to John Jay College for criminal law. I did things. I was in the Marine Corps. You know what I'm saying? I played music. And by me being that, so I'm God of my style. See, God is just an English dialect word, G-O-D. But if you spell God in Arabic, it's A-L-L-A-H, L-R. You know what I'm saying?
Mm,
they all got different names, like Jaws. The Rastas call them Jaws. The Jehovah's call them Jehovah. But they all same thing. They all mean the same thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a man. It was a man.
Exactly. We're running out of time, Papa Wu, but I want to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance for the Wu-Tang to do another album, considering that they all doing their own thing right now?
Yeah, it's got to be, because the saga got to continue. There's another chapter to this, because we all grown men now. Then what happened? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the whole thing. Then what happened after all that? So, you know, like I said, RZA is a, when they call him the Abbot, they ain't calling him the Abbot for nothing. His mind is always going. You know what I'm saying? You never know what will come out of that man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's funny that you mentioned it, because it's in the making now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In the making now. You know what I mean? So they're going to get it, but they're going to get something that's so deep that I don't think the world is ready for.
I don't think they'd be ready for it either, to be truthful. Wu ain't nothing to play with.
That's right. Talk to me, man.
There ain't nothing to play with. Papa Wu, it's been an honor, and I really, truly want to thank you for taking the time.
And I appreciate that, man. And it wouldn't happen, man, but I'm glad it did. And you tell me, I'm going to give a shout-out to Lisa. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And all that, you know what I'm saying? And a blessing to her, man, that she brought this together, man, in her own little way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's why we're having that communication with one another. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you as a man to take the initiative to do it on your own. That's what I respect in the game. You know what I'm saying? You came to me on your own, like a man.
Exactly.
That's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm here with you. And I enjoyed myself with it. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed the people on it, man. Only thing I can say is peace and love, man. And I'm out of here, man, because I got some other things I have to do, baby.
Papa,
you know what I mean?
Thanks a lot, man. I'm going to keep it tight.
All right, peace, brother.
All right. All right, Dons and Divas, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank Viola Brown with the GQ General Question. I want to thank up-and-coming artist Joe Johnson for filling in for Ace Styles. Look out for them. They're on the rise, hip-hop new movement. I want to thank My Swagger Is Crazy. Don't forget, March 30th is going down. Appreciation celebration at Uptown Perks at 123rd Street in Manhattan. Intermission is free. And don't forget, that group he got is sick with it, The Kettle. Look out for them, because they coming hard to the music industry. They ain't playing no games at all. I want to thank my special guest appearance, Papa Wu, the one and only, for joining us. I want to thank you, the listeners. I want to thank the callers. I also want to give a shout-out to Double Rings Radio. They doing their thing also. I want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Kima Jones. I want to give a shout-out to Dawn Deuce, T. Holland, Doc Kim, Tornette Story. I want to give a shout-out to everybody whose birthday is coming up. If I miss you, I apologize. But most of all, I also want to give thanks to the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend, and I hope to see y'all next weekend. Thanks for tuning in. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, where dreams come true. It's butter, baby.
Okay. All right. Hey. That song right there was off the first album I ever made. It's called Reasonable Doubt. soul was fortunate enough to be blessed by the presence of Queen. Just the Queen, man. I want to say R&B. I want to say hip hop. Her name is Miss Mary J. Blige. Short-term goals when the weather falls.
La, dee, da, 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 da.
I just had to test y'all.
Ooh.
I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Yes, ooh. Put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Oh, chili with enough bail money to free a big willy. Hot steaks, I got more in shape than chili. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, ISS, fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Y'all can't fade. Dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Players screaming, was demeaning. I'm leaning on anybody intervening with the sound of my money machine. My cup running over with honey. I'm one of the best players that done it. Six digits is running, dudes don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan, DeMarco, Mary. One more time for Miss Mary J. Blige, yeah. Okay, all right. We might be at 8. We close.